Of talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Deadly suicide strikes in Iraq.
And more than 100 people were sent to the hospital with gas poisoning.
Long green at JetBlue.
If things aren't happening, then we're going to compensate our customers accordingly.
At the Scooter Libby trial.
Lawyers will try to close the sale.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The security crackdown has begun in Iraq, but insurgents haven't stopped their deadly strikes. Today, as Larry Kaplow of Cox News reports, at least 11 have been killed and scores hospitalized.
The bombing this morning comes after police reported finding 20 bodies in Baghdad, and also after a couple of particularly brazen attacks on U.S. troops on Monday, also outside the capital.
CBS's Cammie McCormick is with U.S. troops trying to put a lid on the violence.
This company of U.S. soldiers has suffered casualties protecting this police station.
Actually, our company's lost five here in Baritz.
Today they're searching a neighborhood with new Iraqi army soldiers to find weapons and fighters. They come upon evidence some of these houses are being used to target coalition forces.
It's a Russian AK round.
Right here, this is a component to an RPG right here.
They'll continue these joint operations until the Iraqis can stand on their own. The fighters here are increasingly dangerous. One recent weekend, more than 20 IEDs were aimed at U.S. troops. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, near Baritz in Diyala province.
A guilty plea is expected today in the case of a soldier charged in one of the war's worst atrocities. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Army Sergeant Paul Cortez is one of five current and former 101st Airborne soldiers charged with raping and killing a 14-year-old Iraqi girl and then murdering her parents and a younger sister. Investigators say the soldiers tried to burn the girl's body to hide evidence.
His plea means that Cortez will not face the death penalty. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency says Iran is close. Mohammed al-Baradei is quoted by London's Financial Times as saying Iran may be 6 months away from being able to enrich uranium on a large scale. Well, today, Iran's president says he would abandon the program, provided the West does the same. As Vicky Barker tells us from London, one report says the U.S. has gone a long way toward planning for a possible military strike against Iran.
The BBC's reporting any U.S. airstrikes on Iran would not be confined to the country's nuclear sites, but would also include most of its military infrastructure. And diplomatic sources have told the BBC that CENTCOM officials have already selected their targets. What would trigger a U.S. attack? Any confirmation that Iran was developing a nuclear weapon, or, the BBC says, a high casualty assault on U.S. forces in Iraq if it could be traced back to Tehran.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The man who will run the intelligence on Iran, Iraq, and every other corner of the world, retired Admiral Mike McConnell, will be honored at a ceremonial swearing-in this morning.
Unlike just a decade ago, the threats of today and the future are moving at increasing speeds, and they cross organizational and geographic boundaries.
McConnell, last month when President Bush chose him to be Director of National Intelligence, Mr. Bush will attend this morning's ceremony. McConnell heads all 16 spy agencies. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
JetBlue is hoping to get back off the ground today with a full schedule of flights after a crippling system-wide collapse following last week's storm. Live to CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano.
The JetBlue's been beating itself up over this crisis, and the mea culpas aren't stopping there. The low-cost carrier of leather seats and satellite TV is today unveiling a fistful of initiatives designed to win back the disgruntled and further stroke the loyal core customer base. Along with new internal procedures to handle disruptions, the carrier describes a passenger's bill of rights as deeper and more meaningful than ever seen in the industry, and compensation for customers well beyond a free ticket in the event of future service outages. Nick?
Well, satellite radio has yet to turn a profit, but the two players, Sirius and XM, think they stand a better shot by merging. More from CBS's Dan Revive.
Business analysts on Wall Street have been urging these companies to merge, pointing out that otherwise massive debt and the cost of marketing their rival services to potential customers could strangle both Sirius and XM. But it may not be easy to get approval from the Federal Communications Commission. So far, on the record, saying it's in the public interest to have two satellite radio companies competing.
4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Two women who refused to leave the lobby at the Focus on the Family complex in the Springs have been arrested for trespassing. The pair were part of a protest staged by Soul Force, a Christian gay and lesbian group based in Virginia. The women said They were protesting focus on the family's teachings on homosexuality. After causing whiteout conditions and hampering skiers heading to the slopes for the long President's Day weekend, conditions for the trip back to the metro area were definitely friendlier. Roads were snow-packed and icy, and wind-reduced visibility, which made travel difficult but not impossible. Now, when I-70 closes, it's a big deal, especially on a holiday weekend, not just for vacationers, but also businesses.
$1 million per hour that it costs the state in terms of sales tax revenue.
On Clear Creek County Commissioner says he understands businesses in Georgetown and Idaho Springs are upset by the highway closure last weekend, but when conditions are as bad as they were, it's necessary to turn folks around early.
If there's a winter weather situation, you don't want to get people stuck in the middle because you can't get up Georgetown Hill or you can't get back up Floyd Hill, and there's no place for people to go.
Now, if people had gotten stuck on I-70, he says they would have had to set up shelters. There was a good chance the community would have run out of food. And prices at the gas pump won't be going up due to that outage in an oil refinery in Commerce City that supplies more than a third of Colorado's gasoline. Suncor says the facility should be up and running this morning after a power outage knocked it out of commission over the weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning and thanks, John. It looks like westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike going to start to slow down right near Wadsworth. You've had a car hit a deer there. A crash also cleared off westbound I-70 near Sheridan. Looks like no other delays right now around the metro area, at least not significant ones. We're in equally good shape on I-25 either side of the metro, just the possibility of some fog rolling in north, and no issues in and around Boulder.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711.
1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Inside and out with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110. MSRP excludes tax.
The Osgood File, February 20th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny today, and a high getting up to 49. The only talk of any snow in the forecast is over the weekend, Friday night and Saturday, and they're saying a slight chance Friday night, chance of snow, maybe rain on, slight chance of rain and snow Friday night, and then on Saturday, a chance of snow.
Yeah, they're not sure at this point if this is going to be a big one or a
no, it's not going to be a big one. It's going to be like yesterday. It was supposed to rain and snow yesterday. What happened yesterday? Nothing.
You were 100% correct on yesterday's forecast.
I was. It didn't happen. Okay.
You called him out.
All right. We can't talk about the weather.
You know what really ticks
me off? Some woman will call up.
You know what really?
Stop talking about the weather.
You know what really frosts my, you know what?
What would you do if I told you I didn't care?
Watching these weather people. Well, you're going to hear it anyway. Watching these weather people bitching and moaning about all the snow, and then all of a sudden we start approaching the record, and it's like, oh, maybe it's going to last another couple days. Maybe we'll set the record for snow on the ground. Bunch of idiots.
Well, we had meteorologists call up here one morning. I've said this before on the air because they called one morning and said this. I mean, predicting the weather here is an extremely hard thing to do because of the diverse terrain. So they're not always going to be right. My gut tells me, my rapidly shrinking gut tells me, that we're going to be okay this weekend. However, I could turn around to be 100% wrong. All right. I don't know how many of you watch Keith Olbermann on a daily basis, but I do. And he had on a guy last night who we've had on this show a ton of times. As a matter of fact, we're going to reach out to him again and get him on to talk about this. But Michael Schroyer, who for years, and I mean years, headed the Bin Laden unit of the CIA, made some very scary and some very, very controversial comments last night on Olbermann. And so courtesy of MSNBC, I want to play that for you, and then I want to get everybody's comments here. 303-713-7600. Listen to Keith Olbermann and Michael Schroyer.
His proposal that George Washington would like it is that it is the central battlefront on the war of terror. On terror, sorry. American intelligence and counterterrorism officials possibly disagreeing with that, telling the New York Times that top Al-Qaeda officials are regaining power, having opened up a new crop of training camps in Pakistan. The administration's days of describing Osama bin Laden and top deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri as on the run and isolated, apparently over, new evidence suggesting they remain key parts of the terror organization and its supposed resurgence. Even the president's rhetoric has changed. He painted a sober picture of Al-Qaeda's current strength inside Pakistan just last week.
Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters do hide in remote regions of Pakistan. This is wild country. this is wilder than the Wild West. These folks hide and recruit and launch attacks.
Let's get the evaluation of the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit, Michael Scheuer. Thank you for some of your time tonight, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
First of all, the substance of this report, does it sound accurate to you that Al-Qaeda has regrouped, regained strength, building new training camps in Pakistan?
Sure. We've always overestimated the damage we did to Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, sir. We didn't close the borders there. We won the cities, but the Taliban and Al-Qaeda escaped basically intact. And they've been rebuilding and re-equipping over the past 5 years.
How did that happen? I mean, did this administration just sort of declare that it had done all it needed to do about Al-Qaeda? I mean, last Halloween, the president was saying it was on the run, and now as of Valentine's Day, they're back?
Well, this is a very strange administration, sir, but we really don't take the transnational threat seriously, the terrorist threat. We're pretty good at nation states, but on Al-Qaeda, we still have a government that doesn't, as a whole, both parties, don't take this threat very seriously. The idea that we're going to try to do with 40,000 troops in Afghanistan what the Soviets couldn't do with 150,000 troops is a bit of madness.
Mr. Scheuer, given how often the Republicans said during the debate last week in the House that insurgents in Iraq would follow us home if we left Iraq, which battleground is actually more central to the war against terrorists? Is it Al-Qaeda starting to rebuild training camps that it had in Afghanistan under the Taliban, rebuilding them in the neighboring nation of Pakistan, or is this the central place still the civil war in Iraq?
No, the central place in terms of an attack inside the United States is Afghanistan and Pakistan. When the next attack occurs in America, it will be planned and orchestrated out of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Al-Qaeda values Iraq primarily for the entree it gives them into Jordan, into Syria, into the Arab Peninsula, and into Turkey. We've really signed, for example, we've signed Jordan's death warrant through the war in Iraq. But actually, the people who will plan the next attack in the United States are those who are in Afghanistan and Pakistan, sir.
So does this emergence of evidence that Bin Laden and Zawahiri are regaining strength individually and collectively, does it diminish, in fact, the justification for the administration now looking over at Iran? I mean, should we be utterly shifting away from both of those countries and saying, no, Al-Qaeda, where they are, not where we want them to be, is where we need to look?
Well, this administration, sir, seems to be afraid of almost anything that moves. And certainly Iraq was a containable country. The Iranians are no threat to the United States unless we provoke them. They may be a threat to the Israelis. They're not a threat to the United States. The threat to the United States inside the United States comes from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is in Afghanistan and Pakistan. If you want to address the threat to America, that's where it is.
So is this a very deadly, serious version of the old joke about the guy who loses his watch on a dark street and he's seen under a spotlight looking for it under a street light, and the other guy comes up to him and says, where did you lose the watch? He said, down there in the dark. And he said, well, why are you looking here under the lamp? Well, that's where the light is. Is that what we're doing?
That's where we are, sir. That's where we have been for the past 15 years. We don't treat this Islamist enemy as seriously as we should. We think somehow we're going to arrest them one man at a time. These people are going to detonate a nuclear device inside the United States, and we're going to have absolutely nothing to respond against. It's going to be a unique situation for a great power, and we're going to have no one to blame but ourselves.
Michael Scheuer, the former head of the Bin Laden unit at the CIA, great thanks for your time tonight, sir.
You're very kind, sir. Thank you.
6:17, 17 minutes after 6.
Yeah, that was frightening.
All right, there's Scheuer saying that it's coming from Pakistan, it's coming from Afghanistan, that Al-Qaeda will eventually explode a nuclear weapon inside the United States, that Iran is no threat to the United States, maybe to Israel, but not to us. And why do we think we can do in Afghanistan what the Soviet Union was incapable of doing? Now, does anybody have any comments on Scheuer? 303-713-7600. I've got four lines open. It shows you, and this guy knows what he's talking about. He spent years hunting Bin Laden, and we were led to believe by the administration once again, Bin Laden is isolated and he really doesn't count. Now we see that he's making a comeback, that we never finished the job in Afghanistan, and that the threat is coming out of Pakistan, which is an ally of ours, out of that mountainous range around Waziristan, and you know, we're simply in Iraq fighting the wrong war in the wrong time and the wrong situation.
No, I mean, Pakistan, they're one bullet to Musharraf away from these real radical fundamentalists having a bunch of nukes.
And what can we do about it? We can't do anything about it because we don't have the manpower, we don't have the intelligence, we don't have the ability to go after bin Laden or to do anything about al-Qaeda, basically.
I mean, if we had put 140,000 American troops in Afghanistan, then Musharraf would be playing nice.
Well, yesterday the Pakistani government talking head, I believe, was on CNN denying that they're, that al-Qaeda is there. All right, 303-713-7600. So I know it's early in the morning and you're staring into your coffee or trying to get ready to go to work or you're driving or whatever the case is, but I'd really like to know if you have any reaction to that statement by Michael Schreuer that they will eventually detonate a nuclear weapon, and that basically...
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Troyer Insurance Agency in Denver reminds all parents that averting the tragedy of missing children means more than saying don't talk to strangers. Take some time and teach your children about safety. Call 1-800-THE-LOST with any information about a missing child. This message courtesy of Troyer Insurance Agency at 320 Broadway Street in Denver. Trust their years of experience and expertise to handle all of your insurance and tax preparation needs. Call Troyer Insurance Agency at 303-534-4285. That's 303-534-4285.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers and Mississippi.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This administration, sir, seems to be afraid of almost anything that moves. And certainly Iraq was a containable country. The Iranians are no threat to the United States unless we provoke them. They may be a threat to the Israelis. They're not a threat to the United States. The threat to the United States inside the United States comes from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is in Afghanistan and Pakistan. If you want to address the threat to America, that's where it is.
There's Michael Schroyer from last night on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. 24 minutes after 6, becoming sunny. High today, 49. J. Marvin, John M., John Turk. And it's amazing to me that there is basically, with all of the posturing that's going on and all of the speeches, the speechifying. Isn't that what they used to say, the speechifying that's going on, both in the Senate and also in the House of Representatives, and all the talk that's going on about Iraq, that here's this guy who worked in the CIA, and his job every single day was to hunt bin Laden, and he's telling us on network television that we're definitely on the wrong course. And also, did you pick up what he said about Jordan? That because of the Iraq war, we have signed Jordan's death warrant. Now, it's not my job to get up in the morning here and try to scare you half to death. That's not what it's about. But when I saw it last night, and both Mary and myself were watching it, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and we just shook our heads. And yet, you will continue to get that 28 to 27 to as high as 34, 36% that think that the current policy is right and that what we're doing is right and that this troop surge is right. Meanwhile, there's still violence going on in Baghdad. But who's the real enemy here? The real enemy out of all of this situation, if we go back and look, the real enemy out of all of this situation to me is Al-Qaeda. None of us like Al-Qaeda. I don't think anybody who is independent or in the middle politically likes Al-Qaeda. Certainly nobody on the left or right likes Al-Qaeda. I think we're all united in the fact that we should take care of them before they take care of us. But it would be like having mold in your house, in your spare bedroom, and instead of going in there to take care of the mold, what you end up doing is you start working on the yard, which doesn't make any sense. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. I just get the feeling, you remember the original three Star Wars movies? If Luke Skywalker would have killed Darth Vader halfway through the first one, the franchise would have been over. Bush needs the Bin Laden alive to keep the fear factor stoked up, to keep the defense dollars, the contracts for his buddies who were big political contributors in the defense and service industries flowing.
Yeah, the only trouble with that theory is the money that is in the defense budget is not designed to take care of insurgencies or people like Bin Laden. The money that's in the Defense Department budget is based very largely on antiquated Cold War thinking for weapons that you couldn't use against somebody like Bin Laden that you would use against another nation state. And there's ample evidence to prove that this administration, through bungling, allowed this man to escape. And now won't confront the problem because we can't confront the problem.
Yeah.
That's what Schroyer is saying, basically.
And whenever you hear, whenever you mention that, they'll say, well, Clinton had him in his hands twice and let him, let him go or something like that.
Yeah, I got an email from a guy yesterday about that. And I sent him an email back and I said, Bill Clinton isn't in office.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton hasn't been in office for a long time now. George W. Bush is in office. This administration took us to war. Bill Clinton had Iraq contained. Sure, they used to fire on planes. Sure, they used to cause us bits of trouble. But the fact is, he had them boxed in. Stop blaming Bill Clinton and stop trying to go back to that day and age, because that's not dealing with the here and now. And the problem is, is the here and now.
Yeah.
Which these folks will not accept. And then I told this guy, I said, isn't one of the tenets of conservative thought the idea that you're supposed to accept responsibility for your actions? I mean, aren't they always telling us that? Haven't they been telling us that for years?
That's what they tell us. They don't necessarily live by that.
When are they going to assume personal responsibility?
Yeah. We should have stayed in Afghanistan and got the job done there, but we didn't, and they don't. They cannot admit that they do anything wrong. He reminds me of my dad. My dad was, I loved him dearly, but he could never admit a mistake. If he took a wrong turn, we're driving somewhere, he took a wrong turn, he'd always say, oh, no, I just want to see something down this road. I'll be back on the main road in a minute. And he could never admit that he'd made a wrong turn. And W's the same way.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people in the world. There's some of that in all of us, I think. But the trouble is, there's a difference between you and me getting into a personal squabble or having a problem and not being able to say, well, you know, I'm sorry, I lost my head. There's a difference between that and somebody who's running an entire country and an entire country's foreign policy. And I don't think I've ever run across anybody, either conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, or whatever term you want to use, I don't think I've ever run across anybody that found, that didn't support going into Afghanistan.
No. I haven't either.
All right, Bill. Thanks, man.
Sure, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600. Is there anybody out there who did not support going into Afghanistan? I've never run across anybody who didn't support going into Afghanistan. Dave in Broomfield, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's Dave in Broomfield. I was talking about when Afghanistan actually happened, I was against it from the start.
On what grounds?
Well, I had seen what happened in the Soviet Union, and there.
Wait a minute. Let me interrupt you and just ask you this: were you against it? Were you against it on principle, or were you against it on execution?
Well, no, on execution. I mean, in general, I've never seen a war that turned out well. I mean, so, and in some sense, you know, a war is a moral failure, okay? I'll put that out right up front. That's what I think. But on the other hand, I mean, there's a whole logical argument to be made that it was not a good idea to go into Afghanistan.
Well, what would have been the logical argument to be made not to have gone in there?
Well, when the Soviets invaded, they got swamped in there. It's difficult terrain. There's no government in place. It's very dispersed tribal groups, and the weaponry that we have doesn't work there. I mean, if you want to take over, if you want to solve a problem. In a military sense there, you have to pour millions of men in there. That's the only way you're going to do it.
All right, you can't do it on the cheap. I think everybody would probably agree with that, but let me set up this scenario for you very quickly.
Right.
You have something that goes on like 9/11.
Right.
You've got the perpetrators, the people who planned it, and the people responsible for it. They're in the country.
Right.
You go to the country's recognized authority, which is the Taliban at the time. You tell them that we have proof that they're involved and we want them handed over for trial. And the Taliban says no. So what do you do then? Do you just walk away and go okay, or what do you do?
The Taliban didn't say no. They offered up Bin Laden on more than one occasion.
Okay,
you
know what? You're right. I don't believe that. So I'll give you the benefit of the doubt by asking you that later today that you go and you get the information and you email it to me.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that that's true,
no,
and I specifically remember Mullah Omar saying no.
Right, but they also made diplomatic overtures to us about handing over Bin Laden.
No, they. You know what?
I
distinctly remember Mullah Omar, who, by the way, is still at large. I distinctly remember him, and I distinctly remember the Taliban representative who represented Afghanistan to the UN telling us no. So if you got information to counter, give it to me.
Okay, yeah, I will go look that up.
Because I don't think it's true.
I can't support it right now.
All right. I got to move on because I got to get some traffic. Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't remember that. I remember Mullah Omar telling us, forget it.
Yeah, if that had happened, we would have remembered it.
34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I don't even think Gina was against going to Afghanistan. You weren't against going to Afghanistan, were you, Gina?
Oh, no, definitely not.
No, I don't think anybody was. Did you ever run across anybody who was? I didn't, or never did.
No.
Even Dennis Miller, you know.
Well, Dennis Miller's a boob.
Well, even Dennis Miller said, what, Al Gore couldn't have found Afghanistan on a map?
Dennis Miller. You know, there's a guy. Okay, let's talk about Dennis Miller before we do the traffic. Here's a guy who strikes out doing NFL football.
Right. Strikes out doing...
Remember that, Gina?
Strikes out doing the CBS Late Show.
Strikes out on the CBS Late Show. Strikes out on a talk show with MSNBC.
Strikes out on HBO.
Strikes out on HBO. And now, guess what?
Well,
he's being syndicated, and he now has a new conservative talk show.
Oh, you left out he struck out on CNBC.
Yeah, he struck out there, too. I'll tell you, some people keep falling for the same rotten gag over and over again. All right, Gina, the traffic's going to pick up this morning because the holiday's over with, and how do we look at 636?
Yeah, definitely a lot more folks out on the road. We've got several problems. Westbound I-76 to southbound 25, we've had a crash involving a semi on the ramp there. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Wadsworth had a car crash involving a deer, unfortunately, so folks were slowing down to take a look. Of course, we're getting all that buildup on the north side, southbound 25, from 104th to 84th. Weather today, sunny skies, high of 47, right now fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Do you know Rockies has got 07s? That's right, they do. Rockies has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, they've got it all, and the 07s are there. There's over 650 vehicles on the lot. And their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005. And you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. So whatever it is you're looking for, check it out. Front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, 07s, whatever it is, whatever your price range, Rockies can cover it. Huge selection. Good people out there like Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, and the list of good folks just goes on. I mean, there's over 100 people out there. Ziggy, Isaac, they're working really hard, Don, to help you out and to make sure that you get taken care of, because that's what they're all about. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And I'm proud to be able to get on and talk about them every single day. And Mary and I are proud, too, that the car we bought from them, man, that thing just kicked you-know-what this winter. It really did a great job. And it gets great gas mileage, too. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out, rockiesautos.com, or drop by. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're right there on the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You can't afford to wait that long for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. Well, now you can get the cash you need immediately. J.G. Wentworth can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, the central place in terms of an attack inside the United States is Afghanistan and Pakistan. When the next attack occurs in America, it will be planned and orchestrated out of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Al-Qaeda values Iraq primarily for the entree it gives them into Jordan, into Syria, into the Arab Peninsula, and into Turkey. We've really signed, for example, we've signed Jordan's death warrant through the war in Iraq. But actually, the people who will plan the next attack in the United States are those who are in Afghanistan and Pakistan, sir.
Good morning, 6:40, 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Becoming sunny, high today 49. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk, and that's Michael Schroyer, who we've had on this program many times. That's courtesy of MSNBC, and that's him last night on Oberman, talking about this whole resurgence in Afghanistan, and something that I was talking about last week, and I don't understand where the outrage is that we're told by this administration, well, we won that war.
Yeah.
When in reality, we didn't win anything. And bin Laden is now regrouping.
And poppy production, opium production is higher than it's ever been.
And Schroyer is saying that the attack is going to come from there, and he ought to know. He's been involved with it for years. 303-713-7600. No real question to ask you, other than get your reactions to what Schroyer is saying, that they will set off a nuclear bomb in this country, that it will come from Pakistan or Afghanistan, in that Waziri area there, Waziristan. And you know what? We're going to have Mike Schroyer on at 7:05. So,
great.
To talk to him. And that we have signed Jordan's death warrant. Let's go to William in Aurora. William, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi.
I was calling in. I was to mention on Afghanistan. I think probably the reason that they don't have a more proactive approach to Afghanistan, just like I want to say the other Jay just mentioned lately, is America has a lot of money invested in the fact that Afghanistan's in the current state that it is, that the Taliban, that the people they have left in charge have this country how it is able to be just that, a terrorist threat that we can't control. You know what I mean?
Well, where's the profit in that?
I would say the profit in that comes in three different places, two mainly. One being, like was just mentioned, stated, after we first went into Afghanistan and in place the regime, won the war in Afghanistan or whatever, the people that we put in place just happened to be the brothers of the largest drug cartel in Afghanistan.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that Hamid Karzai has drug cartel connections?
I was reading in the New York Times last year, or before I got my wisdom teeth pulled, that his direct blood brother is the head of all the major opium cartels in Afghanistan.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem with that is you're finding him guilty by guilt, by association.
Now, I'm not just giving
his job before he took this one is the president, and he's the minimal president because he doesn't control much except the city of Kabul.
Yeah, Kabul, that's right.
That he worked for Unocal Oil.
Either way, I mean, I don't want to give him just a blanket, it's totally his fault, but as a person in the position of power, Afghanistan became the second most opium-producing country after we went in and won that war Afghanistan.
But if you look at the facts, he doesn't have any power. That's one of the problems. He's like the mayor of Denver. Like you get outside of Kabul, and he doesn't have any control. It's controlled by warlords. It's controlled a little bit by NATO's presence.
And I would say that that has even more of a fact to do with it. I mean, they would want to put somebody in power to leave it as unstable as possible. And I would say the second reason that they would want to do that is because it leaves an open scapegoat for something to happen. I would think any terrorist threat that came from any Al Qaeda, that came from any Taliban, that would happen into that would happen in America. There's no way it would happen without our government's knowledge or previous knowledge.
Okay, and why would our government and as inept as our government is, why would they do that?
I'd ask the same questions for. I mean, I'm personally one of those people that.
In other words, you started the conversation by saying there's profit in this, and I understand there's profit in the drug trade, but where are the connections to the administration?
I would say that the profit would come into one. Our administration is totally a money making organization.
I know, but where
makes serious money in that? And two, in allowing this, Afghanistan to constantly be a terrorist threat, anything. It's just it leaves an open end, an open road to blame any sort of form or terrorist on that regime or that area, and just gives it an easy way to point a finger and say, this is where it came from, this is why it happened, let's give up more rights and freedoms because of...
Yeah, except you got one problem. You know what the problem to that thinking is? The administration is running that game, but they're running it with Iraq, not Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But I think they're running it with Iraq just as much, but they're leaving Afghanistan as an open end. Since we're doing all this on Iraq, it's like focusing on something totally. It's almost like a diversion. Something like keep your attention here,
something from somewhere else could come. All right. What signs do you see that would motivate you to think that way?
I mean, I would personally think it was like that. One, based off of what the gentleman who was on Keith's show last night was talking about, is I think has a lot to do with it. He was sitting there saying that, yo, Afghanistan and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda that are in there are the major threats that we are completely ignoring.
Okay, well, yeah, but did you ever think about this? Instead of, like, some gigantic conspiracy and that they planned all of this out, how about this idea? How about the people who are sitting in power? George W. Bush.
Right.
Dick Cheney.
Right.
Paul Wolfowitz at the time. Douglas Fife at the time. Donald Rumsfeld at the time. And other people. How about this? How about they're just incompetent? How about that they couldn't put a key in an automobile and start it and drive because they'd end up putting it in reverse and hitting somebody because they can't get across the street without help.
I mean, I think that is part of it, but I think that it can't be just such a gross incompetence that
why not?
Something like that could happen.
Why not?
I mean, you would have to be, I mean, for that to happen, a whole bunch of other stuff would have
why not?
To,
why
I mean,
not? Why can't you be that gross incompetent? Why
I think
can't you?
People are dumb, but I mean, I think they're so dumb that they're smart. I mean,
no,
I think
but I mean, seriously. No, seriously, William, I'm asking you, seriously. Seriously, if you have a good propaganda machine surrounding you,
right?
And Frank Rich of the New York Times and others have documented that this is the best media-run White House ever, as far as spin and a machine goes.
Absolutely.
Then if you've got that, why can't you be incompetent? And those people just spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week covering it up.
But, I mean, I think the fact that this is one of the most media-based governments is almost proof that they're not incompetent. They know that... All they have to do is have the media spin anything that they do to be able to get away with what they do.
All right. You know, I honor your opinion. I don't think I agree with it, but I honor it. And I urge you just to look at the fact that these are not very smart people, apparently. William, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, you have a great day, Jay.
Okay, you too.
Well, remember, these are the same people that brought us Iran-Contra back in the 80s.
Yeah, and they got caught at that, too.
That was.
Yeah, and they got caught at that, too. 303-713-7600. Your reaction to Michael Schroer's comments about Al-Qaeda and the gathering threat from Pakistan and Afghanistan. And we'll have Michael Schroer on right after the 7 o'clock news here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, maybe agree with William. Maybe the administration's smarter than I think they are. But what about the idea that they're just incompetent?
That's my attitude. They're just... You know, even if you flipped a coin, you'd be right half the time. These people are wrong 95% of the time.
No, they can't put anything together.
No.
All right, here's one thing we can put together for you, as incompetent as we are, and that's a look at traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Daniel. It's been pretty much an average ride. Just expect a lot more traffic on the road this morning than we had yesterday at this time. Southbound 25, of course, stacked up 104th to 84th, as is the southbound side of 225 through the DTC. Want to watch out for a snag. Westbound Highway 36 near Wadsworth had a car crash involving a deer, and we definitely have some curiosity slowing there. Westbound I-76 to southbound 25, a crash involving a semi that is blocking the ramp. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies and a high of 47, right now fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants, a different fresh regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you are outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
6:50, 10 minutes. Well, it's 10 minutes before 7, or you could say it's 50 minutes after the hour. Whichever you choose to go with. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here comes the mortgage store. Once again, with another great rate for you to take advantage of, 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now, 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of the special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Sunday too. I'm sorry, Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and it's tax-deductible. It may be tax-deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, the mortgage store guarantees they're going to save you money. So call my friends, the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, the mortgage store. They are the guaranteed pros.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's an important question for all investors. Are you making serious investment mistakes that can slash the value of your portfolio? You'll find out when you get a free copy of Fisher Investments' new report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Just call today, 1-800-700-7741. This important report is written by Ken Fisher, the widely respected Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make, mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, this is a very strange administration, sir, but we really don't take the transnational threat seriously, the terrorist threat. We're pretty good at nation states, but on Al-Qaeda, we still have a government that doesn't, as a whole, both parties, don't take this threat very seriously. The idea that we're going to try to do with 40,000 troops in Afghanistan what the Soviets couldn't do with 150,000 troops is a bit of madness.
There's Michael Schreuer, former head of the Bin Laden unit, who will be on here with us live coming up in about 10 minutes. And that was him last night on MSNBC with Keith Olbermann making some absolutely amazing statements. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour, becoming sunny. High today, 49. Good to have you along, Jay Marvin here, John M. and John Turk. And I often wonder, too, what would have happened if we would have put 140,000 troops into Afghanistan. Reports in the New York Times yesterday that the Taliban is refueling up. that bin Laden is at it again with Zawahiri, and that Schroyer is saying that the threat comes from Afghanistan, Pakistan, up in the mountainous area up there in the Waziristan area, and that basically he's reaffirming the idea that in going to Iraq, we went to the wrong place. And maybe I'm totally and completely wrong here. There's a lot of you out there, I think, who think that there's, and you could be right, that there's some kind of conspiracy involved in here, like the last caller. But to me, how about the idea that it's not that complicated? How about the idea that the folks in charge of this country and the people who were in the administration at that time are basically incompetent, and that because of party politics, what ended up happening is that they allowed the administration to do whatever the administration wanted, and they supported it, and they backed it up. Instead of critically taking a look at what we intended to do, and critically taking a look at where the real threat was emanating from and what the real problem was. I think some of us forget that last year, for instance, I believe it was last year, a Gallup poll was taken, and a shocking number of people in this country believed that Iraq and 9/11 had a connection, and that Saddam Hussein and that the Iraqis were responsible for 9/11. Now, the word I got on the Taliban was that the Taliban and Mullah Omar did offer to hand over bin Laden, but they offered to hand him over to a third party. And we wanted bin Laden directly. Which, if you think about it, makes sense. Because the crime was committed here. So you would seek to go to any organized country and you would seek to extradite somebody or a group of people who were involved in committing a crime in your country that cost us 3,000 lives. Estimated 3,000 lives. But somehow, some way, shape, or form, we moved away from Afghanistan and we became involved in Iraq. And we now know, I mean, the proof's in the pudding, as they say, we now know that they put that together in a very, I mean, incompetent way. I mean, all the way down to General Tommy Franks. Remember him? Even John McCain, let me tell you, even John McCain doesn't tell the truth about any of this. And here's a good example. Look at John McCain's statements today about Iraq. I can't guarantee success, but I think we'll win. We can win this. You know it's going to be a long, hard fight. You heard him say all that, right? Well, at the start of the conflict in Iraq, McCain made numerous pronouncements that it would be over with overnight. And now he's rewriting history, and he's denying that he ever said it. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to the man who made those shocking statements on Oberman last night, CBS terrorism analyst Michael Schroyer, former head of the CIA's bin Laden unit. I'm telling you, you don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear what this guy has to say because he knows what he's talking about.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world could afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Two courts, two cases, two more hearings in legal disputes related to the death of Anna Nicole Smith. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen looks at what the courts have to decide.
In California, it's about determining who the father of the baby is, with an eye towards figuring out who eventually will get custody of her. In Florida, it's about who gets to decide where Smith is to be buried, in the Bahamas or in Texas. Does the next of kin, Smith's mother, get to make that call? Or does Howard K. Stern, the man who says he is the father of the baby and Smith's common-law husband, does he get to say so?
It took almost a week, but JetBlue expects to get all of its flights off the ground today for the first time since the Valentine's Day ice storm. CEO David Needleman admits the airline wasn't ready to handle the crush that left some passengers stranded on planes for hours. In hindsight, he says, it would have been better just to shut everything down.
If I would have known that, we would have shut down the whole operation. A lot of people would have missed vacations, and we would have been able to start better the next day.
Neilman says JetBlue will do a better job of compensating passengers in the future. The American Heart Association says all women are at risk of having a heart attack or stroke, and it hopes they'll take the warning seriously. Two women heading to work in New York this morning say they do take it seriously.
I worry about my mother. She needs to lose a couple pounds, and I think it affects her heart.
I'm sure it's a good idea whether or not someone's at risk to exercise and have a better diet. I mean, I'm genetically predisposed to it, so I know that it's probably a good idea.
Heart Association says older women should ask their doctor if taking an aspirin a day makes sense for them. eBay, the tax collector, and you, CBS's Lou Miliano, is here to explain how the pieces fit together.
Well, if you listen to eBay, Frank, they don't fit together well at all. The IRS figures there's maybe $2 billion in federal income taxes going unpaid each year by American eBay users. All it would need is for eBay to identify auctioneers who carry out more than 100 transactions worth at least $5,000 a year, and the IRS will do the rest. eBay lobbyists have been mobilized to challenge Treasury's authority and the proposal's legality, Frank.
One, two, three. The climbers and their Labrador mix all disappeared over a ledge in the howling cold in Mount Hood, Oregon. Gone like that. But the climbers had an electronic tracking device with them, and that enabled a rescue team to find them in pretty good shape, says searcher Bob Alexander.
They were just cold and wet, and so we sort of helped them put on some dry clothes, got them a little food and hot drinks, and they were able to get down the mountain just fine on their own. We just had to sort of guide them.
Climber Maddie Bryant says the rescuers did an incredible job. A jury could get the government's perjury case against former White House aide Louis Libby by tomorrow. Today, each side will get 3 hours to sum up. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
Running out of ink? Run into Office Depot. With over 500 ink, toner, and fax supplies guaranteed in-store and thousands more online, Office Depot has what you need at unbeatable prices. Save more by recycling empty ink and toner cartridges. When you think ink, let Office Depot lend you a hand. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
See store for details.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. That's because he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning, 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A little more than a week after vetoing a union-friendly bill that angered the business community, Governor Ritter is posed to announce the creation of a business advisory council. The group has no union representation, but Ritter spokesman Evan Dreyer says the governor is putting together a separate labor advisory group. Boulder police still looking for a guy who groped at least two women after saying he was drunk and needed a place to sleep. Guy apparently entered six rooms over the weekend at University of Colorado residence halls. The halls told the same story, and the girls allowed him in. Speaker of the House and at least one Republican senator say they want to make it more difficult to change the state constitution than to pass a law through a ballot initiative. Measure to be introduced this week would raise the bar for constitutional amendments and lower it for new laws. And our Colorado Congressman Mark Udall has introduced a federal bill that would make it clear the National Park Service does have the authority to allow hunters to thin the elk population at Rocky Mountain National Park. Udall says no matter what, the Park Service plans to eliminate some of the elk, but if qualified hunters are allowed to get permits and take them, it'll save the Park Service the money it would cost to hire professional sharpshooters. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Heavy delays now up in that north end of town. No surprises there. Usual slow down southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. A wreck westbound I-76 on the ramp to southbound 25. A semi and a truck were involved, so it looks like it could be there for a bit. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike dragging now at Federal. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, a high of 47. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography, and several other areas. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, Level 1 Care for All.
Okay, 17-inch aluminum wheels, all-new Chrysler Sebring Touring, standard, Toyota Camry LE, not available, Honda Accord LX, not available. Yes, essential stain-resistant fabric, Sebring, standard, other guys, not available. There's got to be something, huh? Steering wheel, Sebring, standard, Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110, MSRP excludes tax.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after seven on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Coming sunny today, high of 49. Going to be a real nice day. All right, he's no stranger to this show, and we're lucky to have him. He's one of the most patriotic and honest guys I know. CBS terrorism analyst Michael Schroyer, former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit. He was on Keith Olbermann last night. He's been on this show a number of times. He's got a telephone book-sized resume and a big heart to boot. And Michael Schroyer, welcome back to the program.
You're very kind. Thank you, sir.
You always say that. You always say, you're very kind, sir. Are you ever going to get on here and call me Jay?
Well, I will, Jay.
Thank you. Because I noticed last night, and I said to my wife, Mary, there he goes. He's saying it to Olbermann. Yes, sir. No, sir. And I always joke with you, and I go, like, don't call me sir. All right. Anyway, you made some shocking statements last night, I thought. And the first thing I said to my producer, John Turk, was, we got to get a hold of Michael Schroyer and have him explain this stuff. First of all, let's start with this one. By getting involved in the Iraq War, we have signed the death warrant on Jordan. Explain that.
Well, Jordan is a country that has always been pivotal to the United States and to whatever passes on a given day for the peace process. But Jordan, since King Hussein died under his son, Abdullah II, is a very unstable place. It is more than 50% Palestinian. The king is not nearly as popular as his father, and he has increased the presence, the oppressiveness of the security services in the country. In addition now, the Jordanians have about 750,000 Iraqis who have immigrated to their country and are more or less upset with the king for having supported the American invasion of Iraq. So Jordan is a very unstable place. And when we leave Iraq, Al-Qaeda will use Iraq for what it always intended to use it for, and that's a staging area to project its forces into Jordan, into Syria, and then into Lebanon and Israel. So I think the Jordanians will have a very difficult time, the monarchy, surviving after we leave Iraq.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that, that all we have really done by invading Iraq is create a new haven for Al-Qaeda, like a self-fulfilling prophecy that they weren't there before, but they're certainly there now. Now, you were talking last night on Oberman about the fact that how do we think we're going to do with 40,000 troops what the Soviets couldn't do with 150? If we had launched a massive invasion of Afghanistan in the first place and, say, put 140,000, 150,000 troops in there, do you think we'd be going through this problem we're having there now?
It would depend on the frame of mind we did it in, sir. I think Americans tend to be border challenged. And if we were going to clean up Afghanistan, the very first thing we had to do when we went into that country was to close the border with Pakistan to isolate the enemy. I'm not sure 150,000 troops would have been enough, but it would have made a great difference. But also, our efforts both in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and it sounds callous to say, have not been bloody enough. We are engaged now with an Islamist enemy that is not wearing uniforms and lives among civilian populations. If you make up your mind that that is a national security threat to the United States and you need to fight it, it's going to be one of the bloodiest, nastiest, ugliest kind of wars you can imagine. So more troops would have certainly helped. But the attitude that Mr. Rumsfeld and his crew had of quick, small-scale wars with very few casualties was never going to work.
Didn't the Soviets try that, though, in Afghanistan? Didn't they try that scorched earth policy, and it didn't, in order to try to prop up Najibullah, and it didn't work?
They always tried to do it on the cheap. If you'll recall, in 88, Gorbachev asked the general staff of the Red Army what they needed to win in Afghanistan, and they said another 500,000 men, an ability to close the border, and ignoring what the world community will say, and Gorbachev decided to leave. I think the mistake in Afghanistan was simply what we needed in Afghanistan was a punitive mission to kill bin Laden, Zawahiri, Mullah Omar, and their lieutenants, and then leave. The Afghans would have found their own level, if you will, their own political level. They're a 2,000-year-old culture. They have a tremendous tradition to draw on. But we decided to build a democracy amongst people who think it is an affront to God.
You said last night that Al-Qaeda will eventually, in your opinion, explode a nuclear weapon in this country, and that we will have, what, no response, no comeback. Explain a little bit of that, would you?
Well, it may be a unique moment in history for a great power. And as we often say about ourselves and others say about us, we're the greatest power the world has ever seen. If Al-Qaeda detonates a nuclear device in Houston or in New York, the United States will be quivering with rage. Its population will be eager, avid for retaliation. And we'll look around, and we won't see anything at all to respond against. There is no target out there for us to respond against in any kind of a rational manner. I think the default position today would be to eliminate Iran. But my suspicion is they would have nothing to do with the attack on us. But otherwise, there's nothing we could attack that is not counterproductive. Mr. Tancredo has talked about attacking Mecca and Medina, for example. But if you read closely what he says, he basically is saying there are no other targets out there. So America's interest was first and foremost to get rid of this threat we can't respond against, and we haven't done it.
All right. Could we? And let me say that it's 7:13, 13 minutes after 7. CBS terrorism analyst Michael Schreuer is on the line with us. He's also, by the way, the author of a great book, Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror. And through the eyes of through our enemy's eyes, Osama bin Laden, radical Islam and the future of America. He's also a senior fellow at the Jamestown Foundation. Could we go into Waziristan? Could we go into that area and get bin Laden and get al-Qaeda? Or is the area too rough? Is it too unstable? And would we incur too much wrath from Pakistan?
Well, sir, I believe the United States of America can do whatever it needs to do. But I think at this point it's probably too late. It would take an enormous increase in the number of troops. All of the troops that are in Iraq would have to go to Afghanistan plus more if you're going to operate in a country that is topographically challenging as Waziristan and the rest of the border there. In addition, Musharraf has gone up into that area twice with his conventional military and pushed his country to the edge of civil war. So we're really dealing with a Pakistan that's very, very unstable at the moment.
Now, it's been said that Pakistan is one bullet to Musharraf away from all these nukes falling into the hands of a government that would be basically pro-Taliban. How secure is Musharraf's position these days?
Well, it's secure as long as his security force is infallible.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't think we can guarantee that, but you're exactly right. The people who actually put Musharraf in power in 1999 were much more Islamist-oriented than Musharraf himself. They put Musharraf in because they thought he would be more acceptable to Western countries. After Musharraf, the Pakistani General Officer Corps is much more oriented toward Islam and the Taliban than Musharraf is.
So we could see happen in Pakistan what's happened a couple of times in India, where the presidential guard winds up assassinating the prime minister.
Well, one of the most disturbing things, I think, that has come out of the attempts on Musharraf's life so far is that the most modern and technology-savvy part of the Pakistani military, its Air Force, that's where the attackers have been coming from. So it's a very dangerous situation right now for the United States, and I think part of the problem is we've just been there too long. The history of Afghanistan shows that your welcome begins to decay the moment you arrive. And Musharraf told us in 2001 that he could hold the ring for us for a year and a half at most, and now we're there almost 6 years.
All right, I know you to be somebody who says what you think. I know sometimes you can be guarded. I don't blame you. You're not the greatest email exchanger in the world. But I'm going to ask you, and if you don't want to give me an answer, you just tell me, Jay, I'm not giving you an answer. Here we sit today, 2007, in the situation we're in. You're one of the most capable people I know. Do you have any idea how we get out of this?
Yes, let me say, I have a suggestion, and I think the beginning of it is just, again, I think we've talked before, Jay, about being truthful with the American people. We are in a mess of trouble in the Islamic world because of what we do and not because of who we are. The reason we're at war has nothing to do with people hating our freedoms or our liberties or gender equality. It has to do with what we are doing in the Islamic world. And the way we get out of this mess is twofold, I think. First, when we need to use the military, we need to use it with the utmost vigorousness and, unfortunately, in a manner that will cause significant collateral damage. But on the other hand, we have to really reconsider whether the policies which are being attacked, which are motivating our enemy, still are in the best interest of the United States. I think that's where it begins, as most things in your life begin, with honesty.
What do you say to those people who would say, we can't deal with them because Islam dictates that they need to win by the sword, and you've heard all of this stuff.
Yeah, well, to me it's funny, because that comes from the people who are most strident in their advocacy of multiculturalism and different cultures. And anyone I think, an objective eye who looks at the Islamic world today realizes that it is as diverse and fractured and splintered a society as any you could imagine.
Yeah.
And between languages and ethnicities and nationalities and sectarian divisions, Bin Laden's genius has been not to appeal to any kind of a common feeling amongst Muslims, but to focus them on something they perceive as a common threat to their faith. And that's, unfortunately, the foreign policy of the United States in the Muslim world. To me, it's ultimately a dodge to say that if we don't confront this, if we keep believing that they hate us for who we are and that's uniting them, we're never going to get. That's just a dodge. We have to be adults. American foreign policy is designed to protect the United States, and if it's not doing that, then it has to be changed, or at least it has to be talked about.
Well, it's interesting. Fareed Zakaria in Newsweek said that if there was one good thing that may have come out of the war in Iraq, it's the fact that it's factionalized the Shiites against the Sunnis, that there's not this monolithic Islam.
No, there is no monolithic Islam, sir. But the problem we have is it's the Shia versus Sunni confrontation is going to go on for the rest of our lives, and they're going to settle it amongst themselves. But if that doesn't distract them too much, the Sunnis under Bin Laden and Bin Laden's example are going to continue to come at us. And, you know, Mr. Zakaria and many of the other expatriate or exiled experts from the Islamic world have been absolutely incorrect on almost everything they've recommended to the American government in the last 15 years. Democracy was going to be the answer. Overthrowing Saddam was going to be the answer. None of these things have worked, and so I think sometimes our Middle Eastern experts who come from the region may be the least informed people that we can listen to.
How about just trying to lift the majority of those folks out of poverty somehow and give them a break?
Well,
stop telling them what to do constantly.
I think that's a big part of it. I think that ultimately the idea of literacy and poverty and the lack of health care have to be rectified. But they can't be rectified for us. We simply couldn't afford it. And the thing that America needs to keep focused on is that, unfortunately, the example of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and their rhetoric is appealing to the best and brightest in the Islamic world.
Right.
And it is the educated, scientifically capable people we are confronting now. And so, you know, we should do what we can to help alleviate poverty, of course. But that's not going to be the answer to the problem we have. It could well be that we just have a healthier, more educated populace that can hurt us more in this war.
Michael Schroyer, boy, thank you so much for coming on here. And I've told you this before, I'll tell you again. I mean, you're one of these guys I could keep on here for 4 hours. I mean,
I think I'd put you to sleep long before then, sir.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't think so. But I have to give up. But I have to congratulate you. You at least called me Jay 3 times.
Okay.
So I know now I've achieved some kind of level here.
See, he still calls me sir.
Yeah, but he calls me Jay. So I know I'm getting some kind of level going here. Thank you so much, Mr. Schroyer. Thank you so much for being on the program. And I just can't wait for the next opportunity to have you back.
Well, I'll look forward to that. And please call me Mike.
Okay, Mike. See you later.
All right.
He's a great guy.
Oh, he's great. He's great. He's my hero. And I'll tell you something. Every time I've had him on here and he's made a prediction,
every time
it's come true.
Yeah, well, it was interesting.
Last time I had him on was the London bombings, and he was absolutely A1 correct on that.
I brought up Fareed Zakaria from Newsweek, you know, one of the great pundits. Oh, he's from the region. And he was one that supported the war from the very beginning.
That's right.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
If you love your animals the way we love ours, and you've got dogs, Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas are formulated to be more of what you're looking for in dog food. Each formula is made with two kibble shapes to give your dog more variety at mealtime. Choose real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as the first ingredient. Each is formulated to deliver all six signs of pet health, including the immune system and digestive health, just to name a few. So here's the thing. Try Purina One and see the healthy difference in the food and your dog for yourself. Make the switch to Purina One by calling 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog.
Okay, ooh, 17-inch aluminum wheels, all-new Chrysler Sebring Touring, standard, Toyota Camry LE, not available, Honda Accord LX, not available, yes, essential stain-resistant fabric, Sebring, standard, other guys, not available, there's gotta be something, huh? Steering wheel, Sebring, standard, Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out, with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110, MSRP excludes tax.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Scientists are saying it may be too late to save the polar caps. We'll have an expert join us on the program to talk about it. And a group of Arizona legislators want to outlaw political speech in the classroom. We've got to touch on that. And three climbers were rescued from Mount Hood. Is it time to mandate climbers to wear tracking devices? We'll have the latest news and take your calls on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just to let this play, isn't it? I love this song. 7:27, 27 minutes after 7. Sunshine today and a high of 49. Cream. I think they're one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time.
I told you not to wander.
They'd be in the top. Do you think they'd even be in the top five?
I told you about the swans that they
Cream, Beatles, are. Stones. I'm talking about classic bands now, not current.
Now he's married to metal.
Who else? Doors. Who am I? Zeppelin. Who else am I? Who am I leaving out? The Who.
The Who, undoubtedly.
Okay, so is that everybody?
Top five?
Top, well, yeah, you can only do five. So you got the, you have the Beatles, Stones.
Who?
Cream.
Cream, Zeppelin.
Wait a minute, you're going too fast. Cream.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Who?
Who? What about the Doors? You didn't put the Doors in there?
You know.
Give me a break.
Songwriting-wise, yeah.
What do you mean songwriting-wise? What about performance? What about just the whole thing?
I don't know. There's a portion of me that always looked upon Jim Morrison as being the Frank Sinatra of rock. I mean, the guy had a great voice.
You know, that doesn't even hold. Pink Floyd might be in there too, but that doesn't even hold water. Trying to call Jim Morrison the Frank Sinatra of rock and roll? Yeah, that's Tom Jones. Okay? You've got your hormones switched or something. Engelbert Humperdinck?
Morrison had a great voice. He wrote great lyrics.
It was a great band. How can you not?
I don't know. They were a little too kitschy for me.
Oh, come on. What do you mean they were too kitschy?
I just wasn't that impressed by the Doors. Except Morrison.
What does it take to impress you?
Stones, Beatles.
Well, they're in there automatically, but how can you discard the Doors, man?
Well, I'd put them in the top 10, but not the top 5.
You ever see them live?
No.
You'd put them in the top 5.
Would I?
Well, what about Jimi Hendrix?
Hendrix could play a guitar. He was God.
Yeah, but he's also good live, too.
Was he?
Saw him. I saw him and the Canned Heat on the same bill.
Ooh.
At the Anaheim Convention Center. Yep.
He played the guitar with his teeth.
Oh, that's an old bluesman trick, though. I've seen a lot of blues guys do that.
Really?
Lonnie Brooks will do that. Used to do it, too. I don't know if he still does.
Pink Floyd. Now, there was an interesting... boy, they were...
They were great, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them in concert.
I love that picture of Hendrix. I think it's either that first album or that second album where they've got those suits on with the geese running across it and all that stuff. I've always wanted to go to a company picnic, Christmas party dressed like that just to see what management would do. Oh, boy. We could sit here and reminisce about old rock and roll and have hardening of arteries again. But...
And then there was Zappa.
Zappa was great too.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put all these people in there. I mean, they're all there. They were all great. There's no question about it. And there's great music out now. And there's, I don't buy the idea that some people say that,
hey man, it was like all in the 60s and, you know, the stuff that's on the radio now, is terrible.
Man, no, there's good stuff out now.
Yeah.
There's good bands out now. Widespread Panic? Matter of fact, aren't we supposed to put up a weekly YouTube video?
Yeah, every Friday.
But we'll put up Widespread Panic this Friday.
I'll find a real gem out there, and I'll put it up there for you.
Yeah. All right. It's 7:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There is an Aurora lawmaker who says that he's planning to introduce legislation at the State House that could eventually allow teens to run for state office.
Currently, you got to be 25.
Yeah, I don't get this at all, and I really want to see what people have to say about this. So we'll talk to you about it coming up next. Right now, we'll talk to Gina, and we'll ask you culturally, Gina, what would be your top five bands?
Well, the first album I ever owned was Meet the Beatles. So I would definitely select them. I had every album Led Zeppelin ever printed. So I would definitely take them.
You had that satanic music?
Yes. My dad didn't like it, but I love them. I would say those two for sure.
Don't you love the days though when you were able to play music, and your parents like didn't understand what that was about? What, Gina? What do they mean by, I want to squeeze that lemon and see the juice run down your leg? I don't know. What does that mean? Is that about fresh fruits?
Or Mama's got a squeeze box.
Yeah, is that about fresh fruits at Albertsons? I don't, what does that mean? I always thought you'd go for, like, Amy Grant.
You know, I had very eclectic taste.
The Carpenters?
I did. I loved the Carpenters. I saw them in concert when I was 11 years old.
The Carpenters?
Yes.
You know, Richard Carpenter wrote a book after Karen died. So she's not heavy. She's my sister.
Yeah. You know who I really liked? Sly and the Family Stone. I saw them in concert, too. Wish John would play some of them.
Sex Machine.
He's making a comeback, supposedly. We're going to try to make one. What about Britney Spears? You like Britney Spears?
Nah. Come on.
Please. Sly.
Yay.
Former San Francisco disc jockey, Oakland, yeah. California disc jockey. I believe you worked at K-Soul in San Mateo. Then I got into a crack pipe. Way went my wardrobe, way went my ride. I started doing hard time, all right.
Love to get high.
Poor Sly.
That's Sly. That's Sly,
I think
man.
He still does.
No, I think he's cleaned his act up.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw him on a program recently, and he was bizarre.
Well, he's a bizarre person, but I think he's trying to clean his act up.
Okay.
Why it is a substance I know. Yeah, okay. I'm looking for a crack hole. Okay. All right. I just didn't know you were that hip. I always thought, you know, yours would be
thanks
like,
a lot,
I thought you'd be like into the Rambos or, you know, those gospel groups.
I have to admit I did
Bill
like...
The Bill Gaither Trio.
I did like Michael Jackson in his era.
Well, until he discovered plastic surgery? What about Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne?
I had a Black Sabbath album, and my dad made me throw that one out.
You know a group I really loved? Black Halo of Flies.
Did you make that up?
No.
I remember a group called Black Flag.
Oh, yeah, there's Black Flag. All those punk groups, man. I loved all those punk groups.
Even though they couldn't play their instruments.
Well, you didn't need to. All you need to do is just yell. It was really great. All right, 7:35, or actually 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Traffic, what's it look like?
Well, we've got a wreck westbound I-76. That ramp to southbound 25 had a semi and a truck collide there. It's right at the merge, and now we've got a crash right behind it, westbound I-76 near 88. So that area is kind of bogged down. All of our eastbound routes are stacked up as well. Boulder Turnpike, I-70 at Federal, and certainly 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. Weather today, sunny skies, high of 47, right now fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Feeling adventurous? Try one of Arapahoe Basin's High Adventure Series clinics, including Tellus Steep Camp, Extreme Mountain.
The only way to get 24/7, 365 NASCAR coverage is to get a Sirius satellite radio at your neighborhood Radio Shack. It's like being in the pit.
Get a free $30 shopping spree at the NASCAR.com Superstore when you buy a Sirius Sportster 4 and a 6-month prepaid Sirius subscription only at Radio Shack. And with Sirius, you also get 100% commercial-free music. Good through 2/24/07. Must be activated by 3/10/07. E-certificate for shopping spree available online only. Activation fees, taxes, and restrictions apply. Details in store.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. They're great folks, and you can trust them. And I'm happy, too, about the fact that they're my friends, so I'm glad to be able to get on and talk about them.
You're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring Twenties silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring Twenties silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Ooh, here we go. 7:40, 40 minutes past the hour. I can eat more poke and beans than any man can. Did this song originally?
Coming down, no, but the leader, understand.
Boy, I better watch it or I'm going to buy a 64 VW bus and head to the desert. All right, it's 7:40, 40 minutes past the hour. See, listen to Morrison. Doesn't sound like Frank Sinatra. What's wrong with you, Dad?
No, I'm saying Frank Sinatra of the rock generation. I'm not
Pops?
Saying he sounded like Frank Sinatra.
Hey, catch the rebound, Pops.
He had a great voice like Sinatra. He could have been a crooner back in the 40s and 50s.
Get out of here! You know, Morrison?
Yeah, Morrison.
You got to be seriously sniffing glue.
One of the great voices of rock.
Yeah, I agree, he can sing, but he's got like that husky kind of...
He had a voice unlike anyone else in rock and roll.
Which is why he deserves to be in the top five.
That's why I say he was like Frank Sinatra of rock.
Oh, jeez. Would you stop with that analogy, Pops?
Will you stop saying that?
Catch the rebound, Pops.
I'm comparing him to Sinatra, not sounding like Sinatra, but the same quality.
Somehow I don't see Jim Morrison playing the Sands.
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, no, it's not going to happen now because Morrison's dead and
no,
the Sands
I mean,
is closed.
If he had stuck around, he could be there. He could
All
be
right.
playing Vegas these days.
All right. Well, let's talk to Bob and Aurora, who has a comment about Sly. Bob, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Listen, before I mention something about Sly, let me tell you. Zeppelin was one of my favorite bands. Leonard Skinner was one of my favorite bands because, you know, I'm a Southerner, so I like that Southern rock still. But let me tell you this about Sly. Regardless of his issues with getting high, he liked to get high, and I'm not trying to defend that. But Sly, you know, his music was great. He had great sounds. He always had some hot bass licks to his music. Because he had one of my all-time favorite bass guitarists in his band, Larry Graham, who developed his own band called Graham Central Station. Greatest bass player of all time. But Sly's music was message music. And during that time, from the 60s, you know, it spoke to all the issues that this country was having about everyday people, about race. And it was really message music, and I loved Sly.
Yeah, I liked him a lot too. I just
It's just tragic. It's just tragic of what ended up happening to him.
I know you're making fun of him, you know, but yeah, he, like a lot of, you know, guys in the music industry, you know, they gravitate to getting high. I guess it kind of goes hand in hand with the drug scene.
Well, you're out there living the fast life, and back in those days, think about it, I mean, getting high was accepted, and I think his problem was, from what I know, is that he fell into the, you know, harder drugs, and there you go. I mean, it's very hard to get out from underneath that.
Well, I had some friends that were convinced after Hendrix and Joplin and Morrison all died that it was a CIA plot.
Well,
the CIA had actually...
Well, listen, there's members of this audience right now who think that's true.
Well, I'll tell you, I heard you mention about Hendrix. And Hendrix, hands down, the greatest guitarist of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, I would put Jimmy Page there because I heard someone ask Jimmy Page about that once, about whether or not he was the greatest. And Jimmy Page says, no, he was, that Hendrix was the greatest. And I kind of put those two at one and two.
Boy, they'd be awful close, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
And Eric Clapton would be up there, too.
Yeah, Eric Clapton
would be. Yeah, Clapton would be.
Three.
But Page would be my second because, you know, I heard this from his own mouth. He says, no, he said Hendrix, hands down, was better. But, they very, very close. I like the licks.
Hendrix was just, I don't even know how to describe him.
He was kind of ahead of his time, I believe.
Oh, way, way.
He got his start, and he came on the scene, and he kind of set the stage for many of these others that came along later.
Yeah, he set a standard. He set a standard that everyone aspired to.
When I saw him, he said the only thing he said to the audience was, "You don't have to clap. We're just going to throw a couple of tunes together." And he launches into, like, Purple Haze. You know, it's like, oh, man, you got to be. I mean, it was like, I can't even. Well, you know, I really, this sounds disturbed at 7:45. Oh, man, you can't believe. It was, like, really heavy. But it was. It was like, you know, you've just never seen. I mean, he could play, and it was just, he was great. That's all I can say. He was great.
He was. I regret that I never had a chance to see him play live.
Yeah,
you know, that's too bad. But it's good that his music is still here with us.
Yep, and you know what? I listen to it almost every day.
Hey, well, thanks a lot, guys. You guys keep up the good work.
Bob, you're the best.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
Okay, here's an instant message from Roy. If you're talking about great classic rock groups, don't forget Jimi Hendrix. Oops, you just mentioned him. I saw him with Vanilla Fudge at Red Rocks.
Wow.
Oh, I remember Vanilla Fudge. We were so stoned we lost our car, but that was the best concert I ever saw.
Hey, I did that. I did that on a couple of occasions.
Oh,
there
man.
I park, man.
Here's Al on I-76. Al, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, it was interesting on the top five that you picked, where they were all British bands. You didn't give any due to bands like the Byrds or Buffalo Springfield or a little later Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Blind Faith and Crosby, Stills, and Nash were considered supergroups.
Yeah.
Well, Blind Faith, though, would be British because that was the leftover part of Cream.
Right.
And you're right about the Byrds. We should have put the Byrds in there. And, you know,
exactly.
I'd also put Graham Parsons in there, which is one of my all-time favorite in the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Absolutely. That's a great band. But if you for the top five, I was surprised that you guys kind of narrowed it down to British bands.
Well, I wanted to put the Doors in there. They're American.
Yeah, and see, although I saw the Doors in what is now PT's, and it was either, I don't remember exactly, it was either New Year's Eve or New Year's of 1967. I had to sneak into the show because I was 17. Actually 16. I don't know. I thought that the Doors should be in the top 10, like John said, but not in the top 5.
Well, maybe some of that has to do though with where you grew up. Maybe that has to do with it, because I remember, you know, leaning against the wall of the whiskey and listening to the Doors when I was like 15 and 16 and couldn't, and was like you, not old enough to get in.
Yeah, you know, and you're lucky because you grew up in that Southern California environment. Out here, you know, in Colorado, all we had was Red Rocks, which got banned, and then during the in 68, during the Denver Pop Festival that Barry Fay had, that got tear gassed.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have a very good venue, and we had the Coliseum. For a little trivia, you know how the lighter issue started for an encore? That started in the Denver Coliseum. There's a picture on the reunion album tour of Dylan and the band.
Wow, that's cool. That's good. That's cool to know that. That's really cool to know that. Yeah, you're right. I was lucky. I grew up there, and I saw all of that madness on the Sunset Strip in the 60s, and I love those L.A. groups like There's No Tomorrow. I mean, I love all of them. The Birds, the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Buffalo Springfield, everybody who played around in that area. I love them all and saw a lot of them, and you're right, though, but I'm wedded to that whole Southern California deal, I can't deny it. Al, thanks, man.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. 7:49, it's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM.
That was the problem in Miami, that we didn't have any clubs to speak of. That all we had were the Pirates World and the Hollywood Sportatorium, the big concert venues, so you never saw an opportunity to see these acts. You know, you were extremely fortunate.
Oh, go to the Sunset Strip every Friday and Saturday night. Cruise the Sunset Strip and walk the Strip. Man, what a great place.
Yeah, that would explain your affinity for the Doors.
And yeah, and this to me, what John's playing right now, you know, when the music's over, I mean, yeah, to me that's like Los Angeles in 1967. Cancel my subscription to The Resurrection.
Great.
I'm
going
to send that one out to Ted Haggard. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour, and let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no major worries for your ride to downtown. It's still just very busy. Southbound 25, I-76 to Spear. No relief in sight for those southbound lanes north of I-70. Pretty heavy traffic backups from 84th back to 120th. And we still have that wreck involving a semi being cleared at your I-76 southbound 25 merge. Watch out for the one in the backups westbound I-76 near 88th. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, very seasonal, high of 47. Tonight, clear skies, windy along the foothills, low of 27. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Feeling adventurous? Try one of Arapaho Basin's High Adventure Series clinics, including TELUS Steep Camp, Extreme Mountain Clinic, or a women's only teleclinic. Don't forget your Colorado Pass is good here. Visit our new website at arapahobasin.com for details.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
This was my third letter from our bank. Dear Mrs. Jones, you are in default on your mortgage. Your house will now go to foreclosure. I can't read anymore. I was desperate. If you're in this situation like I was and you want to save your house and keep your family together, call National Homeowners Financial. They helped me, and they can help you stop the foreclosure and keep your house so you don't have to move. Besides saving your home, National Homeowners Financial can help you pay off or pay down other creditors and even put some cash in your pocket. So if you haven't made your house payment in 2 to 4 months, don't wait to get the next letter saying you're going to foreclose.
To qualify, you must have at least 25% equity in your home. If you do, call right now. 800-515-6304. 800-515-6304. Call now to learn how you can save your home from foreclosure. 800-515-6304. 800-515-6304.
7:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Whether it's four-wheel, all-wheel, whatever it is you're looking for, Rocky's Autos has got it. And the 07s are there, too. They've got the largest selection of clean late model used cars trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado, all of these cars are clean and safety checked, and it's just, you can get great bargains there and great deals like Mary and I did, which just paid off this winter. So if you're slipping and sliding and you got tired of it and you want to be ready for next winter or the month of March, which is when we're supposed to get our most snow, of course, then Rockies is the place to go. But whatever you're looking for, Rockies can cover it. And they've got great people there, which I talk about all the time. Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard. My friends work at Rockies, all of them out there. They'll just treat you like family. There's over 100 of them. There's some of them who you never see, like Kevin in the shop and Isaac in the tower and Ziggy in the tower. But they all work hard, have one thing in mind, to put you in the automobile that you really want. And right now their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. So check out the selection. They're open tonight till 9. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and when you step on the lot, you'll see what I mean. They'll treat you like family. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or get by there and see them, because they're good folks. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5 plus nights. Valid for travel 2/1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbits.com for terms and conditions.
Top three reasons I'm going to the Home Depot's clearance event. Number three, saving money on a fan is cool. Number two, saving money on lighting is hot. And number one, saving money on a new floor is, well, just right.
At the Home Depot, save up to 40% off select Yellowtail clearance items like hardwood flooring, fans, and lighting. Come early for best selection. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 4/21 and U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:55, it's 55 minutes past the hour, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Coming sunny, high at 49, Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk podcast, available at am760.net. You missed that interview with Michael Schroyer, Ben Laden, Hunter extraordinaire, and elaborating on the shocking comments he made last night on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. You can get that via podcast. And right now we're just kind of talking about, we just kind of drifted off onto the topic of rock and roll. Here's Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
You've left out the biggest band of all. You haven't mentioned them.
Who?
They played on more number one records than the Beatles, the Stones, Led Zeppelin, and the Who combined. You ever heard of a movie called Standing in the Shadow of Motown?
No.
Well, it's you got to go find it. It's about the Funk Brothers, and they played on almost every Motown number one hit you can mention. Incredible story about these guys. The Temptations, you know, it was four chicks. Great.
No, the
great.
Temptations were four guys.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The Funk Brothers played with everybody. It's an amazing story.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of side people, out there that you can bring up. I mean, most people do not bring up Booker T and the MGs, who also played on a lot of Stax stuff and had hits on their own. But we're talking about people who recorded and had, you know, their band was attached to the output of the music, not the people that were side people. And the Funk Brothers, as you describe them, I think they would fall into the category of side people or backup musicians.
Well,
so you can't really equate them in the same category, say, as you would Pink Floyd, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, or the Doors, or the Birds, or any of those folks.
Well, the thing was, they were that Motown sound. it's a great story. I wish everybody could see this movie, because the story is, it's really one that hasn't been told, and it's great. They were the sound of Motown, and it's a great group of musicians.
All right, what's the name of the movie? Quickly.
Standing in the Shadow of Motown.
Okay, man, we'll check it out. Thanks, Kev.
You're welcome.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani.
Let's just relax. Let's feel our feet on the ground for a minute.
It's another day in court in the Anna Nicole Smith legal saga. Two courts, in fact. That one in Florida is in session now. The other in California gets to work a little later. CBS's Kelly Cobier is at the hearing in Fort Lauderdale on who should get custody of Smith's remains.
Her estranged mother says, I have the right to decide, and I want to take her back to her home state of Texas. Her companion says, I know what she really wanted, and that is to be buried next to her son, Daniel, in the Bahamas.
Court in Los Angeles hears more today on conflicting claims from the men who say they fathered Smith's baby and stand to get control over any money the infant girl inherits. Almost a week after an ice storm stranded thousands of JetBlue customers, the airline hopes to get through today without any serious problems. David Stempler of the Air Travelers Association says JetBlue's big mistake was biting off more than it could chew.
JetBlue kind of reminds me of an adolescent airline that thinks they can do everything and learn from their elder airlines that you just have to cancel these flights right away and you probably serve the most passengers the most number of times.
The president's new intelligence chief takes a ceremonial oath of office a few minutes from now. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
New National Intel Director Mike McConnell has spent most of his adult life as a spy. For years, the retired admiral was deeply involved in military intelligence. Now he takes the reins of the nation's 16 spy agencies. His top challenge, providing accurate intelligence to his number one client, the president. That challenge was underscored by the intel failures seen before the Iraq War.
The American Heart Association wants women to know that heart disease isn't a guy thing. It says every woman's at risk, and women should protect themselves by not smoking, losing weight, getting more exercise. It also suggests an aspirin a day for older women, but heart specialist Nisa Goldberg says women should run that one by a doctor.
My recommendation is for any woman, when you go into the doctor to get your risk factors checked out, that you ask them if aspirin is appropriate for you. You shouldn't just pick up the bottle of aspirin, because you need to see if it's right for you.
Good luck. A dog and an electronic tracking device all get credit for saving three climbers who went missing in Oregon's Mount Hood. KXL's Doug Carter has their story.
Bob Alexander of Portland Mountain Rescue was one of the first to reach the trio.
They heard us coming, started yelling. We spotted them. We started yelling. Everybody's very happy.
Maddie Bryant is one of the climbers to survive a 400-foot fall and be found thanks to the help of a mountain locator unit.
I'm really glad they were there for us. Yeah, they did an incredible job. They were amazing.
Bryant says his dog helped the three stay warm overnight. One of the women has a minor head injury and spent the night in a Portland hospital as a precaution. Doug Carter for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 43 points. NASDAQ is down a dozen. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Two women who refused to leave the lobby at the Focus on the Family complex in the Springs have been arrested for trespassing. The pair were part of a protest staged by Soul Force, a Christian gay and lesbian group based in Virginia. The women said they were protesting Focus on the Family's teachings on homosexuality. After causing whiteout conditions and hampering skiers heading to the slopes for the long President's Day weekend, conditions for the trip back to the metro area were definitely friendlier. Roads were snow-packed and icy, and wind-reduced visibility, which made travel difficult but not impossible. Now, when I-70 closes, it's a big deal, especially on a holiday weekend, not just for vacationers, but also businesses.
$1 million per hour that it costs the state in terms of sales tax revenue.
On Clear Creek County Commissioner says he understands businesses in Georgetown and Idaho Springs are upset by the highway closure last weekend, but when conditions are as bad as they were, it's necessary to turn folks around early.
If there's a winter weather situation, you don't want to get people stuck in the middle because you can't get up Georgetown Hill or you can't get back up Floyd Hill, and there's no place for people to go.
Now, if people had gotten stuck on I-70, he says they would have had to set up shelters, and there was a good chance the community would have run out of food. And prices at the gas pump won't be going up due to that outage in an oil refinery in Commerce City that supplies more than a third of Colorado's gasoline. Suncor says the facility should be up and running this morning after a power outage knocked it out of commission over the weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still in pretty decent shape. Nothing significant yet this morning along either I-25 or I-70. Pretty much the normal congestion. Westbound I-76 shaking loose near 88 due to a wreck, and you want to give yourself additional travel time out of Lakewood. 6th Avenue is packed, all lanes from Wadsworth to your I-25 merge. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, looking for a beautiful day. Sunny skies, high of 47. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great
interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Gail, the grid is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Sunny today, high of 49. Looks really nice outside. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with John M. and John Turk. All right, I got a weird. I got a weird story about a guy who is suing IBM for being fired for engaging in using an adult chat room.
Now, he was not a porn site. This was just an adult chat room.
Well, let me read you the story. A man who was fired by IBM for visiting an adult chat room at work is suing the company for $5 million. Now, we've talked about this before. that your employer has the right to control the atmosphere that you work in, that you have no First Amendment rights on the job, and that there are certain freedoms that you would use outside the workplace that you can't use in the workplace. If they specifically come to you and tell you not to do something, then you have to abide by it.
Like the old days when guys used to have girly calendars on their desks and stuff.
That's right. You can't do any of that kind of stuff. If they tell you don't talk politics in the workplace and you can't talk politics in the workplace, they tell you, you know, don't have on AM 760, then you can't have on AM 760. And they can even go so far, I think, maybe it's to tell you to put on a right-wing talk station if that's where the management's head's at, although there have been several lawsuits over that kind of stuff, too. However, here's the catch-22 on this guy. Here's the thing that he's claiming. And I don't know that this is if this is a real thing or not, because I don't suffer from it, so I don't know. And I'm asking people out there, I'm asking you, if you know anything about this, or if you know anybody who fits into this category. He's suing them for $5 million, claiming that he is an Internet addict who deserves treatment and sympathy rather than dismissal.
This sounds like he's angling under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
The guy says he visits chat rooms to treat traumatic stress incurred in 1969 when his friend was killed during an Army patrol in Vietnam. And papers filed in federal court in White Plains, this gentleman said that stress caused him to become a sex addict and develop an Internet addiction, and he claimed protection under the Americans with Disabilities Act. His lawyer says that he never visited pornographic sites at work, violated no written IBM rule about surfing the Internet any more or any differently than any other employees. He also says age discrimination contributed to his actions. The guy's 55. Or was 55 at the time. He's now 58. And he's been with the company for 19 years and says he could have retired in a year. Now, IBM has asked the judge for a summary judgment saying that its policy about surfing sexual websites is clear. It also claims that this guy was told he could lose his job after an incident 4 months earlier, which the guy denies. Okay. Do you buy IBM's side of it? Do you buy this guy's side of it? And do you think there's such a thing as Internet addiction? Are some of you out there addicted to the Internet? And then, on top of that, what qualifies as an Internet addiction? Because I don't think I'm addicted to the Internet, but I spend a lot of time on the Internet.
To the point where you lose track of time?
No, I don't ever lose track of time. I don't shirk other responsibilities. I don't not carry things out, but I spend a lot of time on the Internet.
But it's not causing problems in your life, which is the basic definition of addiction.
No.
When it causes problems in your life, you can't stop.
No, nobody's ever never come to me, and nobody else has ever come to me and said, stop surfing the Internet.
Okay. You haven't got a problem then.
But have you ever met anybody who does? I never have. I've never run into anybody who's ever admitted to me that they have a problem. Can you get addicted to the Internet?
I don't know. You know, a lot of people their Blackberries are now called Crackberries.
Well, I have a Blackberry. I mean, because Turk and I communicate back and forth, but I'm not obsessed with it.
Some people are. They start getting nervous and having physical problems.
Well, is that a sign of Internet addiction, or is the idea that all you want to do is surf websites, that's the sign of Internet addiction? Maybe you're a person who has a high volume of email. I mean, what would...
But to the point where you've got to check your email every 5 minutes?
Well, you get signal, though, to check it because the light flashes. So you know it's there, and a lot of times I check it because I'm scared that there's some breaking news story that I don't know about and that I want to find out about. But I don't think, as I said before, I don't think I have an Internet addiction. And I've never really run into anybody who's ever came to me and said, well, I have a problem with the Internet. And then if you got an addiction to the Internet, how the heck do you cure that? Do you take away people's computers? In other words, is this guy's story this guy's story hold water?
I don't know.
Is there such a thing as being addicted to it?
To me, the talking about it, treat traumatic stress that occurred almost 30 years ago.
But some of that stuff, some of that traumatic stress, though, is really real. And people treat it in different ways. Drinking, drugs.
The internet didn't come along until 10 years ago.
Maybe he treated it in some other manner before then.
What was he doing before then?
I mean, that'd surely be a question I'd ask him. When you ask him that question, okay, what did you do before the internet to treat this? Did you drink? Did you take drugs? What were you doing beforehand?
Yeah.
He'd definitely have to answer that question. Thing is, though, can the internet become all-consuming? Can you become addicted to it to the point where you can't leave it alone? And virtually everybody I know is on the internet. I don't know of anybody who's not. I don't know of anybody who doesn't use the internet. I don't know of anybody who doesn't use some facet of the internet, either to send email or look at news sites.
Shop.
That's another big one. Give to political campaigns.
But big difference between being on your computer for an hour or so a day and being on it.
All right. Well, what happens if you're on it 2 or 3 hours a day?
Well, I don't see a problem with that, I guess. Again, my definition of an addiction is when you something's causing problems in your life and people point it out to you and you're powerless to stop.
The other thing is, have you ever been in a chat room?
No.
I never have either. Have you, Turk?
Yeah, I have.
Well, what kind of chat room?
It's widespread panic. I've only done it like twice, a widespread panic chat room.
They have golf chat rooms?
No, I've never been in a golf chat room, no.
I would imagine they have them.
That's another thing I don't understand, chat rooms.
Oh, I thought you were going to say golf.
I don't either. Before I went on there, I was like, I'll never go in a chat room. You know, people that go into chat rooms are lame, but I did it, and, you know, I've been on it a couple times, but no, I don't spend a lot of time.
It seems to me like
it.
It's one of those teenage things, you know.
Yeah, but there's a heck of a lot of adults that are doing it, so it can't be a teenage thing.
But it just seems that would be where the audience would be. But
so I don't understand that either. Maybe somebody can tell me what the allure or draw to that is. I've posted on websites before. I've done that. But it never fails that I end up, in the end, losing interest and stop. So I'm not addicted to it. I'm not. Oh, I got to get home and post.
You know, it fascinates me. You read Dear Abby or Ann Landers, one of those, and it seems like there's always a letter in there from some husband or wife whose spouse met somebody in a chat room.
Oh, cheating by a chat room, too. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Boy, anybody want to admit to that? Carrying on some kind of a quasi emotional sexual relationship with somebody in a chat room? See, I don't understand that at all, either.
No.
Why would you do that? All right, 303-713-7600. Anybody want to tackle these questions? Anybody want to enlighten us? And I got two lines open about this. So we're asking here about whether the internet is addictive, and also about chat rooms and about people who get involved. I don't want to use it. Well, maybe I should use the term. Illicit relationships?
Yeah, I don't know. Illicit, if they're not doing anything other than doing something online.
Have you ever seen that thing, that NBC thing with that guy, Chris Hansen?
Oh.
Where he gets all those child molesters?
That's uncomfortable.
That are making, like, and you sit there, and, yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch. They're sitting there... Bob in Longmont, Colorado, believes he's talking to a 14-year-old, but in reality, he's talking to a 38-year-old police officer.
I want to have coinky-dink with you.
And it's like then they show up and you're busted? Okay, that's the other thing, man.
That's
one of the reasons why I won't go near those either. Because it's like, you know, what kind of people are out there doing that kind of stuff?
when you got a country with 300 million people, 150 million of whom, at least 150 million of whom are on the Internet, you know, man, even if you're talking one-tenth of 1%.
It's not even the country. It could be around the world.
I mean, you're talking a lot of strange people.
It could be around the world. This stuff's global.
Yeah.
This stuff is global, and it's the new media. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls, and then at the bottom of the hour, we'll find out about Gina's experience with the Internet. Jay Marvin here, and let's talk to Gina right now, but we'll talk to her about traffic. Gina?
Thanks, Jay. We'll watch out for a late morning problem. Looks like a possible wreck on eastbound lanes of I-70 to your southbound 25 merge. Otherwise, no significant delays right now along I-25 south of 6th Avenue. Still moving very well through the tech center. Northbound lane starting to drag a bit from the Downing Street Bridge back to Alameda. We have heavy conditions as well on the south end of the city of Douglas County. Northbound lanes stretching from Lincoln back to C-470. Of course, it's still going to be a struggle for you southbound on either side of I-70 for sure as you aim for downtown. So watch out for that wreck hotspot there. Weather outlook today, sunny skies, high of 47. Tonight, clear skies, windy along the foothills, low of 27. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is...
Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada is proud to join in the fight against drug abuse. If you or someone you love has a problem with drug abuse, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help someone you love help themselves. This message courtesy of Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada, serving the area with quality work, integrity, and dependability. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling. On the air because they care. Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Scientists are saying it may be too late to save the polar caps. We'll have an expert join us on the program to talk about it. And a group of Arizona legislators want to outlaw political speech in the classroom. We've got to touch on that. And three climbers were rescued from Mount Hood. Is it time to mandate climbers to wear tracking devices? We'll have the latest news and take your calls on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 8, high today 49, becoming sunny. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Kirk on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're in a discussion here about something that affects all of us because we all use it. I don't know of anybody who doesn't use the Internet. The question is the Internet addicting? I spend a lot of time on it, but I don't think I'm addicted. But virtually everything I know I mean, you can look up anything on there.
Would you have withdrawals if they were to take your Internet away from you? If, say, today they took it away from you, would you kind of, like, freak out?
I don't think I'd freak out, but I'd feel disconnected, like I couldn't get the information I need.
Honestly, I don't know how we used to live without the internet and information gathering. How do we used to do things, especially in radio?
Well, I remember those days. All right, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Trying to pay attention to traffic here while I talk.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah, I'm going slow. I work with a lot of very diverse things as a professional in the counseling and such area, and I was just trying to think how that could be connected. You know, the question earlier of sex addiction. That's what I'm putting that is. He's saying that his internet addiction is a form of relief for his PTSD, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in some real obtuse way, you might be able to make a theoretical connection with that, but I've definitely seen internet addictions and sex addictions, and in my mind, they're really different things.
Well,
I think they come from different areas.
Could you make a case, if you were him, that you're in a chat room, that you're an adult chat room talking to other people who have PTSD like you do? Like a support group situation?
Say that again now?
Well, could you make a case that you were like in an adult chat room with other people who had PTSD, so you were in a support type situation?
And usually I think of an adult chat room as sexual talk going on, right?
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I think that's no, I don't see that connection. I mean, a sexual addiction is one thing, and it's very real, and it's, you know, getting recognition more and more and being treated, but
aren't we all addicted to sex though?
Oh God, I know I am, but
yeah, me too.
I'm also addicted somewhat to the internet, and I wish I could curb it back. My wife gets on to me at times about it, and I have to spend more time with the kids. But at the same time, I've never been able to be involved like this in politics like I have in these last few years, and it's just making a huge difference. I think it's doing what the printing presses did originally. Just on a whole new level and allowing the country and the world to come together. So it's sort of like a price that we might be paying as we try to adjust to this new way of living. I don't know.
All right, so you would admit, do you think you're addicted to it, or do you know that you are, or is it just becoming?
You know, I think I am to a degree. I mean, I try to control it, and definitely I get a lot of positives out of it. I handle all my banking and bill stuff online. Keep up with all kinds of new stuff, and very knowledgeable about the world, but it consumes more time than I would like it to, definitely.
I wonder, though, if that would that be classified really, truthfully, as being an addiction?
Well,
can an addiction be a good thing, or does just, like, the word addiction
negative? Well, like I was saying, you got to sort of weigh it off with, you know, weigh the risks and balance, risks and benefits of it. Basically, because there's many good points to it, but yet it also has a price.
Yeah, if it gets in the way of the raising your family, you're right.
Just like industrialization did back in the late, 1900s and 20th century, it had all these great things of bringing us more money and more efficiency and all these things, but yet it really tore our families apart and moved people away from their farms and their homes and their families and decentralized our society. So
yeah, and this step in technology with all that's going on too is changing the face of the world and also of the country and the life we live.
Oh, I totally believe that it's responsible for bringing our our democratic process to the head that it's coming to and turning things around.
Yeah, see, I do too. I think it's the modern tool to shape government. So I agree with you there 100%. Mike, thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Question, is the internet addicting? Also, I'd love to talk to somebody who has, who just, plain out admit that they're addicted and talk to people who, maybe you've been in a chat room before, because I never have. So I don't know what's up with that. Here are the results. We looked it up in the dictionary. Here are the results for the word addictive. The state of being enslaved to a habit or the practice or to something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming as narcotics to such an extent that its cessation causes severe trauma. Okay? If you got disconnected from the Internet, would that happen to you? Compulsive physiological and psychological need for a habit-forming substance. The condition of being habitually or compulsively occupied with or involved in something. The condition of being habitually or compulsively occupied with or involved in something. And the example that they would give would be an addiction for fast cars, which I have.
Life in the fast lane.
Two lines open, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lewis in Commerce City. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First-time caller.
Welcome.
I actually work in computer security, and I probably spend as much time on the Internet as any addict, although I don't think I'm addicted. When you think about computer addiction, though, last time I was on a vacation, I noticed people with laptops at truck stops and whatnot using the wireless network to get on the Internet. So you can take your addiction with you.
Yeah, or you have a BlackBerry.
Or a BlackBerry, CrackBerry.
But you know, you do yours because it's job-related.
It's job-related, and I get a little itchy a day or two into a vacation until
Do you?
Get away from it a bit, yeah.
Really?
You got all those conversations you have with people on email. You have the websites you visit regularly, and you start to wonder, you know, gee, I wonder what's happening there on Daily Coast or whatever.
Well, you know what gets me? What gets me about it is, the way things are now and the way communication is set up now in modern America with the Internet, if you go away for 2 days and you don't look at any of your email, then your box is stuffed.
Yeah. It's a good practice to get into, though, to get away from it.
Well, I've done that before. I've done it on the weekends. Okay, it's Friday night. I'm not going to look, and I'm not looking again until Monday morning. And then it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and what if I missed that important email? Yes. Although, frankly, it turns out that there's very little in your email that you can't live without for a day or two. But I can see people definitely being addicted to it. And in what I do for work, you see people who let the use of the Internet interfere with their jobs. And it's like people who used to spend too much time making personal phone calls at work. It shows up in their productivity.
Yeah, I wonder how many people would call and tell us about that. I wonder how many people out there work. I wonder how many of you out there work with somebody who you know spends a tremendous amount of time on the Internet or with emails, and you know not all of it is business related, and so what they're doing basically is they're screwing around, which is the same thing as sitting on. You're right. Same thing as sitting on the phone.
Yeah, your friends.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
And chat rooms, they're not all sexual in orientation.
Yeah, but I don't even understand why you would go in there. I don't see the draw to go in there and, like, talk about. I mean, you just pick any subject you want.
Well, that's just it. I use chat rooms on a daily basis. There's a lot of them in my line of work. You have chat rooms where you go in to discuss a particular program, for example, PostgreSQL or one of the other open source ones that I use. People just sit in there and they ask questions. Hey, how do I do this? This doesn't work. Some of them are more socially oriented. Those tend to be boring for me. And you do develop friendships and folks you talk to on a regular basis. You get to know them a little bit. So I can see how a friendship can blossom, and if you are susceptible to that sort of thing, get out of control for you.
I guess you can. I've tried and tried, though, man, and I can't make it happen. I lose interest. I get bored.
They are kind of an annoying. I'm probably around your age. So the thought of just sitting around with a bunch of people all talking at the same time, trying to pull threads of communication out, I find it very irritating. Perhaps the younger people have a better mind for that sort of thing.
Well, I can follow the threads, okay. I just get bored. I get bored. I don't know what it is. I just can't stay with it, and I've tried a million times. Lewis, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. All right, so this guy may have a case against IBM because the internet is addicting.
Yeah.
So would that be under the, would that qualify for the Americans Under Disabilities Act?
I guess it might.
Internet addiction.
I think this is a new one that could go to the Supreme Court.
I don't know. Technology changes the world we live in.
Right.
All right, 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Gina, what about it? Are you addicted to the internet?
Who in the world has time for that? Who are the people that have time? I don't.
Well, I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Yeah, but you have to for your job.
You don't do emails and stuff at home?
I do very, very little.
Really?
I just really don't have time, and I don't have the interest. I mean, I like sometimes I do some searching, here. If I have a little downtime, I'll look at what's going on in the news. But no, as a matter of recreation, generally not ever.
So you don't sit there and email back and forth with friends and family?
My mom is the only one that I really email, and it's not a regular thing.
Well, Gina, you can email me.
I have, and you don't answer.
I do, too. Stop that. Well, you don't have any kids. What are you doing with all your time?
Working.
You never look at YouTube or any of that stuff?
No.
Really?
I have no interest in that.
Oh, come on. None?
None.
But you miss out on all those videos and
things. I have
things.
More important things to do.
Okay, name something more important.
Playing with my dogs. That's what I want to do for recreation, downtime, walking with them.
Oh, you're a good gal. Being the owner of two dogs, I agree with you.
Well, Gina, you work a split shift, don't you?
I work an odd shift, and I do work outside of here, so, I'm just really busy.
So no internet for you?
No, and my husband doesn't either. I mean, he'll...
So you couldn't tell me what your number one website is? What your homepage is. I can tell you what my number one website is. I can tell you what my homepage is. HuffingtonPost.com. So I do
watch, I read the Drudge Report pretty regularly.
Aha!
That explains a lot.
Yeah, okay, we ferreted that out. It took a little bit while to get down to, the truth of the matter, but we got you now.
Hey,
now,
it's a good search engine because it has all the, all the relevant stories for the day.
Oh, sure, it's a good search engine. Oh, sure.
Hey, there's one on there. McCain's talking about how what a terrible defense secretary Donald Rumsfeld is.
Well,
so.
he'll throw anybody under the bus to get into the White House. Well, all right, so how often do you read the Drudge Report?
I'll probably read it every other day. I'll check it out for stories.
So you do go somewhere?
Yeah.
On the internet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You were.
I go to my my hobo boxer rescue group. I do check that out and read emails.
You're rescuing hobos?
Yeah. That's the boxer rescue group. It's called Hobo Care. And
oh, that's
so
cool.
I do read those messages going back and forth.
Okay.
And check out the pictures and stuff.
All right. So then you are involved in the internet.
Just a little bit.
Say?
Not on a daily basis, though.
Okay, but you're not addicted to it. You don't even come close.
Oh, heavens no.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
We'll see what we can do to change that. 8:36, 36 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Well, we've got some late morning problems rolling in. So eastbound I-70 is at a crawl now. Southbound 25 there at the merge. We've had a crash on the ramp. Looks like the backup's there kicking in at Sheridan. Westbound side as well, another collision approaching Brighton. And one southbound 25 right in the heart of downtown at 38th Street. So that whole area, that I-25, I-70 corridor is pretty well affected right now. Weather today, sunny skies, high of 47. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Tina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, let's talk about airing out dirty laundry. I want you to call and tell me your most intimate secrets on the internet. 840, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock, how you bought those boots for your wife or whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding. I can see the emails coming now. You know, Jay, you are the lead-in for Tom Hartman. You better start talking about Afghanistan. You better start talking about economic policy. You better start getting out about labor rights. What kind of crap are you putting on here? This is something I expect to hear on E! Tonight or Court TV or whatever. There's some smell. You know, okay, fine. We'll be serious. Starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., I'll be reading from Das Kapital all morning, followed by the memoirs of Richard Nixon. Now, what was that crummy paperback that Nixon wrote? I can't remember the name of it now. All right, here's Robin on I-25. Hi, Robin. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Just want to let you know that I do go into chat rooms. They are not necessarily adult chat rooms. I go into the Native American chat rooms. I probably go in for an hour a day to say hello to friends. Within that realm, it helps to bring our community together. That is an avenue that all of us use from all the different nations around the country. We're able to talk. A lot of political issues are discussed. A lot of political problems are dealt with and supported.
I must have adult attention deficit disorder. The reason I say that is because I've gone into those rooms that, you know, involve politics or things that I'm interested in.
Uh-huh.
But I could never stay in there for any length of time, and I get bored after a while.
Well, yeah, you can only say hello to so many people and deal with so many friends, and that's why I say I'm good for an hour. If somebody wants to continue a conversation with me, we go into an instant message at that point in time. But you know, a lot of good things have come at least from our Native American chats. We've been on top of the Mohawk and the Iroquois problem that's going on up in the Northeast, where we can sign petitions. They, you know, we are given the links to go to. We've talked to people who are directly involved in it, who are sitting in the middle of the land disputes. We've helped people with getting their children to a point that they could see their children again under the Indian Child Welfare Act. There's just a lot of good things that go on. Are there bad chat rooms? You betcha there's bad chat rooms and there's bad people in them. But the Native American chat rooms, you're always going to have your geeks and you know who's Indian and who's not Indian in those. And when, you know, troublemakers come on, that's what the ignore button's for. Everybody ignores them and you continue with your conversation. But yeah, I can say that for an hour a day, I allow myself to go in and say hello to my friends.
Okay, two things here. One, do you consider yourself addicted to the internet? And two, I see it as being a great tool for democratization, and for us, everyday just common people, through blogs, organizing, being able to get on and give money. Being able to do all of those things, I see it as a big, gigantic tool for us to move things forward.
Of course it does. Yes, I agree. And am I addicted to the Internet? I am not addicted to the Internet. I travel too much to be addicted to it. I was traveling this past week, came home to 500 and some odd emails that I had to go through on Sunday when I got back home. So, no, I am not addicted, but I do allow myself the pleasure of saying, of connecting with close friends, internet friends, once a day.
All right. Well said. Robin, thanks. Appreciate your experience.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to, what do you want to do, Turk? Let's go to Karina in Westminster. Karina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think the internet can be addicting. I've read stories about people who wind up abandoning all their real life friends for either gaming or chat rooms on the internet or, you know, blogging or whatnot, that kind of stuff.
See, that's another thing I don't see. Now, when I had this operation and I was going to be laid up for a couple of weeks, and didn't feel like it and really couldn't, you know, get out of the house very much. And a lot of that had to do with the weather outside, except to go to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Mary bought me an Xbox 360 with this race game on it.
Uh-huh.
But I can only play, like, I can only race, like, maybe twice, and then I can't go any farther. I mean, I start to, my attention span, once again, starts to go off someplace, and I can't. I mean, I don't understand how kids, and I know this goes on, I know this is like a huge prominent problem, and I have no understanding of it. And I'm sure that when I was a kid, my parents had no understanding of me, but I don't understand how kids, and maybe there are a lot of people out there who want to call in and talk about this, I don't understand how kids can sit there and do these things either on the internet or on these Xboxes or the way they have the Xbox hooks up to the internet. So you're like talking and competing against other people around the country and I guess around the world. How they can sit there and do that all day.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my thing either. One reason why I've avoided doing a lot of gaming on the net is because there's a learning curve to it, and I don't have the time to deal with the learning curve to get into it and to do anything with it. So I've taken a stab at a couple of role-playing games that I'm interested in, and I go in it for like about an hour, and then I've abandoned them for months on end. And I never go into them, and I figure that I don't bother going into them again because I figure that my account's been trashed. So.
What are these role-playing games? What are these about?
Well, there's variations on them. One of them is where you've got a whole three-dimensional world like Sims, where you go in and you create a character and you manipulate that character through it. They've gotten even so that you can use real money to buy and sell stuff that only exists in this world. And then there's the text-only role-playing games. I think they're called MERPs or something like that.
Oh, see, that's all too confusing. I got a hard enough time functioning in this world, let alone getting on the Internet and going into some other world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, somebody spent like a couple thousand dollars for a space station that somebody else had built in the Internet.
Well, that's bizarre. That's really bizarre.
I've heard of this.
Okay.
You have these avatars, right, that are representations of yourself, and you spend money on them.
Yeah, and people have actually made money because they build something that other people want to buy.
See, who would do that? Why would you go on the Internet and you like spend a thing? I'd rather give Barack Obama $1,000 than give it to some guy who's built some mythical spaceship.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay, whoever's doing that's doing crack. Audrey, Karina, I'm sorry. Karina, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the information about this. I've never have heard of this, so I thank you for bringing it up.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye,
take
Jake.
Care. I've never heard of it.
I read something about this a couple months ago, and I was reading the article with my mouth wide open. You know, I was like, what the?
Now, I'm all for online gambling.
Yeah, but this is spending money on unreality.
But some guy builds a spaceship and you pay $1,000 for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see. I have any extra money. I always try to give it to political campaigns.
Yeah.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with the non-internet addicted Gina.
Thanks, David. We had a pretty uneventful commute for most of the morning. Now we've got several late morning issues, and they're all in your I-70, I-25 corridor. Eastbound I-70 have a wreck on the ramp going to southbound I-25, seeing those delays now between Sheridan and Brighton. Westbound I-70, that one is approaching Brighton. Looks like we have a right lane blocked. And southbound I-25 going to be adding to your delays getting into downtown. That collision also in the right lane right near 38th. Expect delays back to 58th Street this morning. Weather outlook today, Sunday. Sunny skies, high of 47, right now fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley-Davidson, located at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, is ready to ride. For the best in sales, service, parts, motor clothes, rentals, and rider training, experience the Mile High difference. I-70 and Airport Boulevard and MileHighHarley.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Scientists are saying it may be too late to save the polar caps. We'll have an expert join us on the program to talk about it. And a group of Arizona legislators want to outlaw political speech in the classroom. We've got to touch on that. And three climbers were rescued from Mount Hood. Is it time to mandate climbers to wear tracking devices? We'll have the latest news and take your calls on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Someone worth knowing. Marie Houston, President, Family Flex Early Education Center.
I was inspired to start Family Flex because as a working professional, I wanted my son to be in a very high-quality environment, and when I explored all the options, there just weren't any that I really felt good about, so I thought maybe I can create something based on what I know as a parent and also my business background.
Marie Houston, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2003. The Chamber, it's all about who you know.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Before 54 minutes past the hour, little Jay Giles. Becoming sunny, high today 49. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, Paul Walden from Media Matters takes a look at the media. It's one of my favorite segments on the show. All right. Let's get back on the phones. We're talking about internet addiction here off this guy who's suing IBM, claiming he's addicted. Now, here's Ken Lakewood says that his wife was addicted. Ken, you're on AM760. Your wife was addicted to the internet?
Oh, yeah. By the way, great show, Jay.
Thanks.
She was in these chat rooms, weight loss rooms, no less, and about 6 months straight, she was, like, nonstop, I mean, night and day.
Really?
I was working graveyard shift. I go to work at night, she'd be at the computer. Come home in the morning, she's at the computer. I go to bed, I take the kids to school, go to bed, get up in the afternoon, she'd gotten the kids, but she was back at the computer, nonstop, like 6 months straight. And then one day I got up early. She had the car packed. Going to meet some guy. Going to go live with some guy in Kansas. You know. And
oh, my God.
I mean, she wouldn't take... it got to the point, you know, if I said something, you know, it was like, quit trying to run my life. You know, just your typical addict attitude, you know.
How long were you married?
2 years, 2.5 years. And she just, you know, she'd go to the point where she wasn't even taking care of the kids while I was at work. You know, my oldest son, he, when I was trying to get, after she left, I'm trying to get everything together. And I sit there and I said, well, let's get you something to eat. And he walked in the kitchen, grabbed a can of tuna fish, started opening it up. Well, this is what Mom did, you know.
Oh, man, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, anybody that says it's not an addiction, it is an addiction. They're, you know, I don't know how they treat it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the slightest idea how you would treat it or what you would do about it.
And so, you know, I haven't heard from her since.
How long has she been gone now?
About 8 months, 9 months.
Do you have the kids?
Yeah, I got the kids. We got divorced. You know, she never even answered the divorce papers.
Well, maybe you're better off.
Oh, yeah, I know I am.
Because, you know, wherever she is, she's on a computer somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Might as well go out and meet you somebody who, you know, has the same interests that you do and wants to raise a family instead of being hooked up with somebody who wants to, like, stick their head into a computer screen all day.
Yeah, and, you know, I checked out, you know, after she left, I was, you know, I checked out the chat rooms just to see what the whole kick was. And it, you know, the people in the chat rooms are just a bunch of phonies. They're, you know, they have their escape, and their escape is to be somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that perfectly makes sense. Well, I kind of still hear the hurt in your voice, and as somebody who has been divorced once, man, you know what? Hang in there, because life, as every day goes on, life's going to get a whole heck of a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I got my kids. We're doing great, so.
What else do you need, man?
Yep.
You're exactly. The best. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Wow. Now, could you imagine that? Like, your whole head is into the internet, like, all day, chatting. We'll chat about the media in this country coming up next. You don't have to acquire the internet to do it. But if you're listening to us streaming, that's okay, too.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off, and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Top three reasons I'm going to the Home Depot's clearance event. Number three, saving money on a fan is cool. Number two, saving money on lighting is hot. And number one, saving money on a new floor is, well, just right.
At the Home Depot, save up to 40% off select Yellow Tag clearance items like hardwood flooring, fans, and lighting. Come early for best selection. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 4/21 and U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mick Young. By a slim one-vote margin, the Supreme Court has thrown out a state court's decision upholding a major smoking judgment against Philip Morris. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has the story.
It's a case that's bounced back and forth between Oregon and Washington, D.C. The ruling was kicked back once, reaffirmed by the Oregon Court of Appeals, and sent back to the Supreme Court. The question was whether Philip Morris should have been ordered to pay nearly $80 million in punitive damages to the widow of a Marlboro smoker who died of lung cancer. The 5-4 ruling is a victory for big businesses trying to clamp down on huge jury verdicts. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has dealt the prisoners being held at Guantanamo Bay a blow, a ruling that they cannot challenge their detentions in U.S. courts. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says now the prelude is over.
This is a setback for the detainees, but everyone involved in these cases knows that the real battle here will be fought at the U.S. Supreme Court, that this was just a necessary procedural step that had to take place before the justices hear the case.
Closing arguments are underway in the obstruction and perjury trial of ex-Cheney aide Louis Scooter Libby. In a Fort Lauderdale courtroom, the tug of war over Anna Nicole Smith's remains has resumed.
We want to give respect and peace to Ms. Smith's body. That's one of our overriding considerations.
Judge Larry Seidlin on a case pitting Smith's boyfriend Howard K. Stern, who says she wanted to be buried next to her son in the Bahamas, against her estranged mother, who wants the body returned to Smith's native Texas. And in Los Angeles, the court fight will resume today over who fathered Smith's infant daughter. President Bush was on hand as his new intelligence chief was sworn in during the past hour. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
New top spy, retired Admiral Mike McConnell, takes office with a warning.
Today's threats move at increasing speeds.
McConnell says technology has redefined national security threats.
The time needed to develop a terrorist plot, communicate it around the globe, and put it into motion has been drastically reduced. The timeline is no longer a calendar. It is a watch.
McConnell promises to revamp intel policies to meet the new threat from a new enemy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his nation is willing to end its uranium enrichment program if Western countries do the same. His challenge comes a day before a U.N. Security Council deadline for Iran to halt enrichment. The powers behind satellite radio competitors XM and Sirius think they stand a better chance of making money by merging. Sirius CEO Mel Karmazin would become head of the new company.
With an enhanced programming lineup, the combined company expects to offer more diverse programming for underserved interests.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 34. This is CBS News.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox, unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
Great. What'll I do with my shoebox?
Put shoes in it? Just throwing it out there.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
I've looked for somebody for 44 years, and through eHarmony, I finally found her.
The way I connect with John is the way I've never connected with any other human being.
We fit like a puzzle.
There's a reason these two soulmates found each other. At eHarmony.com, we match them based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
There's just no way that I would have ever met this woman without eHarmony.
Log on to eHarmony.com today and get your personality profile absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A little more than a week after vetoing a union-friendly bill that angered the business community, Governor Ritter is poised to announce the creation of a business advisory council. The group has no union representation, but Ritter's spokesman says the governor's putting together a separate labor advisory group. Boulder police still searching for a man who groped at least two women after saying he was drunk and needed a place to sleep. The guy apparently entered six rooms over the weekend at CU residence halls and told the same story in order to be allowed in. Speaker of the House and at least one Republican state senator say they want to make it more difficult to change the Constitution rather than pass a law through a ballot initiative. The measure to be introduced this week would raise the bar for constitutional amendments, lower it for new laws. And our Colorado Congressman Mark Udall introducing a federal bill that would make it clear the National Park Service does have the authority to allow hunters to thin the elk population at Rocky Mountain National Park. Udall says no matter what, the Park Service plans to eliminate some of those critters, but if qualified hunters are allowed to obtain permits and take them, it'll save the park the money it would cost to hire professional sharpshooters. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Some late morning collision activity still bogging down your ride at the I-70, I-25 corridor. Eastbound I-70, right at your southbound 25 merge, had a crash on the ramp, and westbound I-70, one approaching Brighton. Now the one downtown southbound 25 at 38th is out of the way. We did have an RTD bus that wrecked, blocking the intersection of Sheridan and First. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, beautiful.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M. here, along with us, and also John Turk. And don't forget, podcast of the show available at am760.net. It's our weekly misinformation report with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. Also a distinguished author and one of the smartest guys I know. Let's say hello to Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, you're other than Michael Schroyer, you're my favorite guest.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say.
Because we seem to see things the same way. And speaking of seeing things the same way, let's start out with somebody who you've talked about numerous times. And I particularly want to talk about this incident that you guys documented. Let's listen to a soundbite of this. This is Matthews on Clinton. How many times is she going to be confused by men? Listen to this.
We're back with Kate O'Byrne of the National Review and Democratic strategist Steve McMahon. Steve, let's talk about Hillary Clinton for a moment. Is she going to ever answer the question, did you make a mistake when you voted for the war resolution? Is she going to stick to that until election day?
I don't think she's ever going to say yes or no. I mean, I think she believes what she said.
What?
That
it's complicated.
If she knew today, if she knew that,
okay,
what
we
she
know that if as her buzz would have, could have, should have, you know, we could do all that. But listen, did she make a vote, the wrong vote?
Do I think she did? Yes. And do I think she should say so? Yes. Will she say so? I have no idea. But she seems determined not to.
She seems to imply that she didn't know this guy would take us to war. She said he could. I gave him the right to do it, but I thought he'd go through sanctions and inspections and all this. Everybody in America knew we were going to war with Bush. He made it pretty clear from day one we're going to war. How come she still pretends that she didn't know he was going to war? It's like she didn't know anything about Bill and his behavior. How many times is she going to be confused by men?
I think Hillary Clinton's problem, and I don't really understand this, is that she can't simply bring herself to say that the vote for the war was a mistake.
Okay, there you go. That was Bob Shrum in that last part there. But
yeah,
that was Chris Matthews once again doing his thing about Hillary Clinton. By the way, if you look at that whole segment, if we had it on tape to show everybody, he talks about talking about Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. However, he never gets to Rudy Giuliani because he conveniently runs out of time and they have to go on to something else. Did you notice that?
Well, Chris Matthews has a serious man crush on Rudy Giuliani.
Does that stem from that gay video that where Giuliani was in drag and Donald Trump was kissing his breast?
No, I don't think so. I just think he's like Paul says, he just can't say enough about him.
Yeah, whenever the topic of Giuliani comes up, he just gets this twinkle in his eye and just goes on and on about how strong and virile and manly he is. And the flip side is that, you know, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that he is just not very comfortable with the idea of powerful women. He's always going back when he talks about Hillary Clinton to these kinds of things about her gender, that she, you know, she gets fooled by men. You know, he's talked about how her voice is like fingernails on a blackboard because, you know, when a woman talks loudly, you know, it's just too irritating. We see this stuff over and over again, and we've documented many of these cases.
And Steve McMahon, I mean, no offense to him, but he's pretty weak. You know, he doesn't really.
Well, you know, I think
get in there.
There's I haven't seen every appearance that he's made, but in general, I think that one of the things that we see across cable news is that oftentimes they bring on very forceful Republicans who really have great experience in the television medium and are there to advocate for the Republican cause. And on the other side, they bring on Democrats who, you know, will criticize Democrats and aren't really as forceful. You know, kind of the prototype is the Hannity and Combs.
No, you mean Hannity and Stooge.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you see that a lot with those analysts who are brought on, that somehow it always seems as though that the Democrats who are there spend almost as much time criticizing Democrats as Republicans, whereas the Republicans who are there are never going to criticize the Republican Party or George Bush or anything like that.
That's why they love Joe Lieberman. That's why they like to put Lieberman on a lot, right? Because they can point to him. And I'm not defending Hillary Clinton. I'm not defending her at all about her war vote. But I don't think that it was that cut and dry as Matthews Pace, you know, makes it out to be, that everybody knew we were going to war. Because didn't Bush on numerous occasions say we weren't?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's recall that when we talk about this, because this is something that Hillary Clinton has been dealing with, and a lot of people have been asking her about it again and again. And if you look back at the time, if people have forgotten what was going on in the early part of 2003, the administration said over and over again that they didn't want war. It was a last resort, and that there was, you know, some series of things that Saddam Hussein could do to avoid war. Up until about a day before the invasion was launched, they were assuring us that the war was not a certain certainty and that they really didn't want this. And I think it's hard to avoid the conclusion that they were just lying, that in fact there was nothing that was going to stop the war. And you can make the case now, certainly, that was in fact true. But if you're going to criticize Hillary Clinton for not, accepting at the time that nothing was going to stop that war, then you have to, at the same time, call President Bush and Vice President Cheney and pretty much everybody in the administration a liar.
They were liars.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, but Matthews gets on and rewrites it. Yeah. I mean, he does this. I watch him, Paul, because he's a cartoon. I mean, I know what I'm getting when I turn him on. But you don't know about the average American who might watch that show. You don't know if they realize what that is or not. And he perpetuates all of these myths and stereotypes. And it's sad.
Yeah, and he said on numerous occasions that he's going to try really hard to be neutral in this presidential race.
He's not.
But you can see there's a big – I don't know that he's decided on his candidates, on his favorite candidate, because Giuliani and McCain both – when either one of those guys comes up, he just he goes on and on about how terrific and fantastic they are. But he doesn't seem to have too many kind words to say from any of the Democrats.
No, he certainly doesn't. All right, we talked a lot about Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk about Michael Savage for a second. Listen to this cut about Savage, and I want to get your comment.
Well, I guess it was the racist society that took him in and didn't make him the president of a major Salt Lake City corporation within 6 months that made him do it. It was probably the white people who made him do it because they were happy and he wasn't. Or it could be the fact that all of the talk about Valentine's Day insulted his heritage in some way, or who knows why, but, he really is the victim here. We are, of course, talking about the Salt Lake City assassin who were in cold blood with the mind of a putrid coward, just went and started killing people, killed a father, his son is in the hospital, wiped out families. And of course the media doesn't cover the story because of one reason, it's the M word. Now had the shooter been blonde hair and blue eyed, why then all of the boys with the curly hair and the large glasses in the newsrooms of America, stop the presses, we have a white boy, a Christian to crucify. But no, because he is not a white boy, because he doesn't look like Timothy McVeigh, the story doesn't exist. And that is why today's program on the Savage Nation is entitled, Let Them Eat Cheesecake. See, every day I try to give the show a title, unlike others who just drift here and there. Because I have a career, I had many careers before the radio, and I'm highly educated, and I used to write books for a living.
He's highly educated.
I actually make each show a mini, sort of a Persian miniature. I'm sorry to have to use the word Persian, but they were experts at miniatures before they became experts at cutting throats.
Jesus, what an idiot.
Let's see what Paul has to say. All right, Paul, what's your take?
I think Michael Savage is somebody who doesn't have as high a profile in the rest of the media as someone like Rush Limbaugh, although his audience is nearly as large. And if people actually listen to what he says, I mean, this is nothing for Michael Savage.
Oh, yeah, I know.
His show is the most just incredible stream of bigotry and slander, just really shocking wall-to-wall hate speech each and every day. There is nobody on the left who comes within 100 miles of the kind of vile stew of hatred that comes out over Michael Savage's show every day.
And this guy's ratings are almost as high as Limbaugh's?
That's scary. Reportedly, his audience is close to 8 million listeners.
Jeez.
There certainly is always going to be an audience somewhere for that kind of stuff. This is the sort of thing that is tolerated on the right. We saw him that sort of anti-Semitic reference to the boys with the curly hair and the glasses.
Isn't he Jewish?
He is.
He's a self-loathing Jew.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell whether it's all an act or what, but the targets of his bigotry are not just Jews, but women and blacks and Hispanics, pretty much anybody. And so, maybe it's all an act, who knows, but it really is so repugnant that it's just shocking. And this is the kind of stuff that goes out over the airwaves every single day.
But the airwaves do not belong to the public. We all realize that, don't we?
Well, they belong to the people who own the licenses. And the idea that the public owns the airwaves is something that is now regarded as this sort of quaint, archaic notion. But in the law, anyway, it's still true.
What's the boiling point for all of this?
You know,
I've asked you this repeatedly, and I've exchanged emails with you about this. I mean, what is the boiling point for all of this?
It's a really difficult question to answer, and I think a lot of it depends on many factors. What's going on in the political world? What whether we've reached that kind of that sort of critical mass? One of the things we've seen recently is that Fox News' ratings are down, but I think among a certain class of people, it really doesn't matter how disgusting, they want to get their sort of daily dose of hatred. And it doesn't matter who's delivering it to them either. I mean, look at what happened with Rush Limbaugh. He was revealed not just to be someone who was a prescription drug addict, but someone who had sent his housekeeper out to buy drugs for him. That's just the most repellent personal behavior you could possibly imagine. And people in conservatives still love him. They give him awards. They, talk about his fantastic integrity. Why? Because he hates the right people. And I think that's one of the real markers of conservatism in America today. It's all about, do you hate the right people? And that's why I think that, for instance, we talked about Rudy Giuliani and his own personal history and some of, his marriages and his infidelities, and some of the real almost sadistic behavior he displayed toward his second wife, at least. And I think that there's an argument to be made that that stuff is not going to end up mattering to a lot of Republicans because he's going to be able to show them that he hates the right people. We'll see what he turns out to be as a candidate. But I think that is a big factor for a lot of conservatives. Are you on the team? Do you hate the same people we hate? And that's what matters. It doesn't matter whether you're a drug addict. It doesn't matter whether you don't live up to the personal morality that conservatives profess. It's a matter of who you hate. And we'll see whether Giuliani passes that test.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Several years ago, Cal Thomas, who, of course, is one of the founders of the Moral Majority, Cal Thomas wrote a column lamenting the fact that Republicans seem to need somebody to hate.
Well, I think that you can lament it, but that's the fact.
Yeah.
I think that explains
a right-winger lamenting the fact that right-wingers are hate-mongers.
Well, he's certainly onto something. I think that explains a lot of the antipathy toward Bill Clinton. He came onto the scene at a time when the Soviet bloc had just disintegrated, and you couldn't hate the Russians anymore. And here was this guy who was sort of running circles around the Republicans politically, and he became the target of so much anger and hatred. Now that our big enemy is terrorism, what you find actually on the right is that the enemy that they get really animated about is not terrorists, it's still the left. So you have people like Dinesh D'Souza, who just wrote this book called The Enemy at Home, all about how basically the terrorists were right and the liberals have made this into a decadent society.
Yeah, that book is really bizarre. I mean, he's reaching back in there and attacking FDR and trying to link FDR up with 9/11.
Yeah, and it's Jimmy Carter's fault, but his basic argument is that they didn't, Al Qaeda's not angry about American foreign policy over the last few decades. What really gets them steamed is the vagina monologues, and that's why 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And they're right, and they should be angry. That's his argument.
Yeah, and everybody on the right shops that, including the President of the United States. And we had Michael Schreuer on this morning. Who hunted bin Laden forever and was with the CIA for 22 years, and that's one of the things he brought up. That's one of the things he brought up, that's not the reason they're angry at us, that has nothing to whatsoever to do with it. I just wonder what the boiling point is, and sometimes I just wonder why we don't react that way. And by the way, one last sad note here before we run out of time. I see that the Pelosi smear about the jet plane made it into conventional wisdom in last week's Newsweek. That's sad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it just shows that Republicans can still get these phony stories out if they try hard enough and if they generate enough of a din. For your listeners who may not be aware, Nancy Pelosi didn't ask for that bigger plane. It was the sergeant-at-arms of the House who asked that she be given a plane that could actually reach California. And they made it sound as though she was demanding that, she be served caviar and stuff like this on some huge plane. It was never, that didn't come from her. It came from, from the sergeant-at-arms of the House and the same kind of security concerns that led them to give a plane to Dennis Hastert when he was the Speaker of the House. But these phony elements to the story that she was, demanding all these kinds of luxurious accommodations just weren't true, but it made for a good story, and the Republicans pushed it hard. They made speeches about it on the floor of the House, and they managed to get a lot of the press to go along and to repeat those false elements.
Yep. And one last very quick one. Let's have a salute to CNN's America Morning, which is one of the worst shows on TV, and Soledad O'Brien, who is a very nice person because I've talked to her, but is less than honest, and CNN is less than honest because they stuck on Frank Luntz, and they've done this before, as a well-known, quote-unquote, political pollster without ever telling the viewing public that he's a Republican. Nice move on their part, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is not the first time it's happened with Frank Luntz. He's a Republican pollster who often appears on TV, and half the time they don't even say that he's a Republican.
And NPR does exactly the same thing, too.
Yeah, and, you know, you should just have some truth in presentation. And, you know, you can bring on Republicans and Democrats to talk about these kinds of things, but their ideology should be there for people to see so they're not just, you know, presented as though they were offering some kind of objective analysis.
Exactly. Paul, thank you so much. Once again, I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and join up and give monthly and get the information. It's Media Matters for America, MediaMatters.org. Paul Walden, thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? Thousands of Coloradans are in your situation, and thousands more have called Colorado's Foreclosure Prevention Hotline for help. Call toll-free 1-877-601-HOPE to get free advice from a local nonprofit organization. Trained professionals will help you with your options at no charge. You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline, 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
To the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880. Open 24 hours, some fees do apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, what we're living in. Let me tell you.
27. It's 27 minutes after 9. Becoming sunny today. High of 49. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We have never, ever, ever gotten to this children's book story with the word scrotum in it that has got everybody upset. We've been trying to do this for 2 days and have not gotten to the story. Well, you'll have to go Google it if you haven't seen it, because I guess we're not going to get to it. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll go to open phones. I was going to do it in this last hour, but we spent all that time with Paul Waldman, which is always good time to spend, as Media Matters always has a bead on what's going on the network. And I often wonder why we're not as nasty and combative as those people on the right. Because I have a definite nasty and combative side to me, and I'd love to let it go on the air. But I don't do it because we don't do it, because that's not what we're about. But I miss those days when you used to be able to get into combat with the callers, particularly ones who disagreed with you. But those guys on the right are really angry, and they're really over the top a lot of the time. And the thing is, I wouldn't mind the anger and all of that, and I wouldn't mind the the verbiage that they use if they just didn't, on a daily basis, tell things that are not true. Like, you heard that cut from Michael Savage, Michael Wiener, self-loathing Jew. That story in Salt Lake City got no coverage. But you know what? It did. It got a lot of coverage. And it was brought out that that kid, when I say he's a kid because I think he was like around 18, that he was a Muslim. And that they feared Serbian backlash in the community. And there was a whole big article done on the subject on the bottom fold of the front page of the New York Times. I also saw it in the Washington Post. I also saw it in the Los Angeles Times. And I believe that it was parts of the New York Times article were carried here, either in the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post, and I can't remember which one. So how do you get on the air and claim that stuff gets no coverage? That it's not on there. And then they just go on and act as if that's the way it is. Even in my most combative days on the radio, I never did stuff like that. I might have said things on the air that weren't true, only because I made a mistake, or I had forgotten something. But I never got on the air and just launched an outright fabrication. I mean, I usually had a source to point to say, okay, here's where I got it from. Now you want to challenge them, okay. And I didn't go and I didn't take an overtly liberal or left-wing source and try to use that. I always tried to go to the mainstream media to get it. And you'd run out of numbers if you tried to count all the times these guys do this stuff. And they stick it out there, and either the hosts of these television shows don't catch them, or the guests don't catch the hosts, a la Chris Matthews, or the talk show host, a la Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, and the rest of them from A to Z, they get away with it because they don't allow callers on to challenge them, and nobody comes forward and goes, wait a minute, that's not true, and here's the reason why it isn't true. Sad. It's really sad. And I don't know how those folks get away with it, man. I don't know how they can sit there and do that every single day and say things that are totally and completely false like that. And then, the one last thing is everybody's allowed to change their mind. Any human being who grows, any human being who experiences life, they come away with different points of view. And there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with going to the public and saying, well, I felt this way 6 years ago, I feel this way now. John McCain is doing this when it comes to Iraq. He's acting as if he never said and never made any quotes that Iraq was a cakewalk, would be a cakewalk. But he did say it. He did say exactly that, not in those words. And now he pretends as if he never said it, when that stuff's down on record. Have I ever said stuff on the radio I didn't believe? Have I ever said stuff that I knew was wrong? Yes, and I've talked about that before. I've talked about working in Chicago and being pressured by management and being leaned on and going along and saying things that I knew weren't true. But I did it to get a paycheck, and then eventually I couldn't do it anymore. I'll admit to that. But I've never, ever, ever gotten on here and lied. Knowingly. All right, do we want to squeeze a call in first and then go to traffic? Or do we, all right, we'll go to traffic and then we'll take calls. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And last 30 minutes here, anything you want to talk about? Here's Gina with a last look at the traffic with Gina. So this is your final report. Make it a good one.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're still clearing out a three-car wreck on the ramp from Santa Fe to northbound I-25. So that area was a little clogged. We also had some slowing eastbound I-70 at your southbound 25 merge from an earlier wreck. And it's still a little congested southbound 25 downtown. Otherwise, we're enjoying a pretty nice ride. Weather today, sunny skies, high of 47. Tonight, clear skies, low of 27. Right now, fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbits.com for terms and conditions.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
February 12th through February 28th. Select participating retailers only. Void or prohibited. See www.ToshibaHDDVD.com for full details. With a Toshiba HD DVD player, every movie is the look and sound of perfect.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:36 minutes after the hour. High today, 49, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John M. and John Turk. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's open phones. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Who is that?
What do I know? Me and my expectations was always
that's familiar, but I can't think of who it is. John Hyatt. Yeah, it's John Hyatt, right?
Apple Road.
Yeah, I love John Hyatt. I knew I knew who that was. It was a tip of my tongue, and I couldn't think of it. Yeah, he's really talented. Okay, let's go to the phone. Let's go to Dave in North Glen. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Nice to talk to you. Hey, I was just wanting to say that, you know, one thing I don't understand about all the Republicans and the talkers and all this jazz is when you ask them to explain why they are feel the way they do or vote the way they do and stuff like that, instead of having an answer for you, they always get mad.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Or what they'll do is, like this guy did to me yesterday, which is they'll go back and find quotes or they'll go back and try to refer to Bill Clinton, you know, in response, saying, well, he felt the same way. And I always say to them, yeah, but he didn't take us into war. And this is 2007. What does Bill Clinton have to do with now?
Yeah, and besides that, when you go, you want to compare Clinton to Bush and stuff like that. You know, Clinton is already going down into history as one of our best presidents and stuff. And Bush, he's going to be probably revered as probably the worst president we ever had.
I think in order to be a Republican, I think in order to be a modern-day conservative, I think you have to have the following. You have to have the following ingredients. You have to be predominantly male, but there are females involved. You have to be angry. You have to be religious. I mean, that's a component of it. But I think the number two thing, I think you really have to be angry, because that's what they're all about. They're all about anger. They're all about resentment. They're all about all of those things.
Well, you know, anger is part of fear, you know, so, and they always are the fear mongers, you know.
Yeah, and you got to be fearful, too. Thank you. I left that one out. I think you got to be fearful. I think you have to be scared.
Yeah.
All right, David.
Take it easy.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Let's go to Jordan in Fort Collins. Jordan, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. I was just going to say that out of anybody that I've heard call today, I'm probably the most addicted to the Internet that you've had on.
Are you really? How many hours a day do you spend on it?
I'd say upwards of like 5 to 8 a night.
And what are you doing?
Well, I'm a gamer, so I mean.
Oh, okay.
For the past 3 years, I've spent the added up time 423 consecutive days online.
Now, what games do you play?
It's a role playing game called Final Fantasy, what's known as an MMORPG. It's a massive multiplayer online role playing game.
Right.
And it's a whole bunch of people. Basically, it's just a glorified chat room. You just get together with some friends and do whatever. But yeah, I would. And it's not just gaming either. I spend a lot of time, you know, surfing political blogs and whatnot, but I'm addicted to the Internet, I would say, about the same as people are addicted to TV or people are addicted to reading the newspaper. It's just part of my daily routine.
Well, the way the mainstream media is now, I can totally and completely understand spending time reading blogs and looking at news sites and checking stuff. Checking all that stuff out. I mean, I could totally completely understand that because, you know, I do the same thing. The gaming part of it, I guess I can kind of understand that too, but it's hard for me because I can't stay interested that long. My attention span wanders, and I can't stay engaged that long.
Yeah, I don't know. With me, I multitask. I'm not only playing the game, but I'm talking to people with Instant Messenger, and I'm there's this program that we use called Ventrilo, which is really cheap phone line that allows you to talk to people over the Internet.
Now, what do you do for a living?
It's kind of hard to describe. I work as a mold maker basically we make pewter sculptures.
Okay, so you do this primarily, like, when you get home from work?
Yeah, I mean, I live, you know, a normal life. I have friends. I go out. I do things. I catch concerts. But, you know, when I come home, I'm almost always on the Internet. I don't watch TV anymore.
Well, I can't criticize that because I watch very little TV myself, and some guy sent me an email saying, well, you're criticizing somebody for buying a fantasy spaceship and internet and living in unreality, and you watch cable TV, and you live in unreality, and I watch news shows, and then on the weekends, I'll watch a couple of races, maybe, that I've recorded during the week, and I might, Mary and I might watch a movie, but that's it. And I can't tell you anything. I haven't seen mainstream network TV in, man, I can't remember the last time.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same way. I mean, it's just, it'll drain your brain. I mean, it's
well,
that's why they call it the boob tube, right?
Well, a lot of it's kind of boring. Don't you think a lot of it's kind of boring?
I do.
And fake?
Yep. Falling asleep in front of the TV every night is not something that I do, but I guess it's equivalent to playing games all night, so.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Would you say that the amount of time you spend on the internet, would you say that the amount of time you're addicted to the, what, I don't want to use that term, the amount of time that you spend on the internet, does it interfere with other aspects in your life?
You know, it can. If you don't control it, it has in the past. Like, I stopped hanging out with my friends as much, or I stopped going out. But, I mean, if you keep it in check, it doesn't really interfere too much.
All right, so then you really can't be, you really can't qualify yourself as being addicted, can you?
Well, I mean, is in the same aspect as people are addicted to TV, because, like, you know, my roommates or whatever, and even my family will come home after work and just plop down in front of the TV and not move, so. I would consider those guys being addicted to TV just the same as I'm addicted to a video game. Or the internet, or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be a fair, you know what, I think it'd be a fair comparison. I think you're right about that. By the way, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. So, you'd be part of what we would call, quote-unquote, I can remember the days when they used to call me this, but they haven't in a long time, you're like the younger generation.
Oh, absolutely, but, yeah. This is really the new wave of communication and...
Right.
And entertainment for the newer generation.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, technology indicates changes, and that's what you're hooked into. You're hooked into new technology. But then again, you got to know too that also a lot of us older folks, we're not far behind you. We're just pursuing other avenues there.
Yeah, there's. Well, I mean, you're not even. I mean, your generation is just as hooked into it as we are. I mean. I play with a British guy, a guy over in England. He's closer to your age. He's like 53 or whatever. And this guy, actually, he'll spend 24 hours at a time online.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Wow.
It's for people of all ages. Okay, so what are you doing listening to us old people?
I really enjoy your guys' show. I got into you, I got into politics, basically, back in 9/11. And I consider myself pretty well-read to... this point, you know, I've been a huge fan of AM 760. You, Al Franken, was a huge hero of mine.
Well, thank you, man. You're very, very kind. Keep checking out those political blogs, and I firmly believe this, Jordan. I believe that the internet, regardless of your age, the internet is democratic empowerment for you and I and many other people.
I hear that.
So I'm with you on that, man. All right, have fun playing that game. And maybe if I sit down this afternoon and fool with my Xbox 360, I'll think, well, you know, Jordan can sit here for like 3 and 4 hours and do this. Why can't Jay? Right?
There you go, man.
All right, Jordan, take care, man.
Take care, brother.
See ya. Well, he can do it. Why can't I?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Howard Dean was the first one, I guess, that really picked up on the power of the internet. Politically. Now it seems everybody has finally gotten on board.
Well, it was Joe Trippi, the guy who was behind Howard Dean that really started it.
Who's he working for?
Joe Trippi works for himself, I believe.
I mean, is he supporting one of the OAs?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen him on TV in a long, long time. He wrote a book about it, though. He wrote a book about the internet. I had him on once and talked to him about it. 303-713-7600, two lines open, open phones up until 9 o'clock. We'll continue. Mike in Loveland says all these talk shows have hate talk, not just conservatives. And we'll see what he has to say about that. And CJ Broomfield says a reaction to your great religion talk yesterday. And I also got criticized a lot yesterday, too, about that, about talking about religion. But religion fascinates me. It really does. All right. We're going to check out traffic now. with Ricardo Morgan.
Jay, looks like we have backups now on westbound I-70. Pretty slow from 225 all the way over to where the accident is. Approaching Vasquez, blocking that right lane, so making it a tough drive as you're heading from Aurora over to the downtown area on I-70. Rest of the highway drive, though, is in decent shape. Rest of I-70 looks good. Pretty good drive on I-25, either side of the downtown area. No worries through the bridges or in and around the tech center. Looks pretty good on 6th Avenue, also on 470. And no worries on the turnpike right now in either direction. But big backups on westbound I-70 right now due to that accident in Vasquez. Weather forecast, sunny with a high near 50. Tonight, look for a clear night. A little breezy, especially in the foothills, low 27. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warmer, high in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, it's 42 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings, or online.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Real Estate Advocate right here from noon to 1 each Saturday.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get past the people, get past the hitman!
Here's some news at 9:50. 10 minutes away from 10, James Brown is still above ground. God almighty, can you
James
believe that?
James Brown is still dead, but he's still above ground. So is Anna Nicole Smith.
I know it.
So who's been above ground longer, James Brown or the Pope? You know, the Pope was above ground for what, like a week after he died?
No, James Brown has been above ground longer.
Is it like 3 weeks?
Oh, 3 weeks? No, he died longer ago than that.
Back before Christmas.
Yeah, he died before Christmas, man.
A couple of months.
Been that long?
Yeah.
He's embalmed, though. He's embalmed.
It's been a quick January and February, apparently.
Yeah, where's his body? It's in Georgia, isn't it?
Didn't they move it to a funeral home? It was in the air-conditioned bedroom for a month.
It's got a stink. Well, that's what the Chicago cops used to call a stinker or a floater.
Oh, man, I used to be, when I was in college, I interned at a TV station. I was like the crime reporter. All I did was go around with a camera and film all this stuff. And I never got on TV, but, you know, it was, oh, man, that was
my friend,
terrible.
My copper friend in Chicago, Tommy the Commie, is streaming. It's a floater, Tommy. It's a stinker. He's found a ton of them in his career. 9:52, I already gave the time. High today, 46, becoming sunny. Turk's laughing. You never heard that term, stinker or floater? And then when they haul those stiffs in the back of the wagons that they have in Chicago, that and you get some of the stiff on you, they call that DOA gravy.
Yeah.
it's great.
Pulling them out of Biscayne Bay was always the...
But they don't do that anymore now. They've privately contracted it out, and some company gets $20 a pop for hauling stiffs out of buildings.
They also have firms that go in and clean up after...
of course.
Those are...
of course.
Biohazardous situations.
Yeah. Well, they have people who professionally do that. I'm going to get a job doing that when I leave here. I've been cleaning up stuff for years. Mike in Loveland. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Say, I've listened to your program driving home here this morning, and I am a conservative. I usually vote Republican. What I try to do is I try to be balanced. I'm not going to let somebody tell me what to think. I'm going to find out the facts myself and draw conclusions. And so, you know, I listen to your show. I listen to other progressive shows. I listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and get both perspectives and draw my own conclusion. But the reason I'm calling is you were mentioning when I was driving home, you brought up Mike Savage as being a hate monger and spewing the airwaves with hate talk and everything. But I think we need to look at both sides of the coin. Like I said, I listen to both sides, conservative and progressive. It's all over the air. Randy Rowe has got to be one of the worst I've ever heard on the radio as far as, I mean, she can't say nothing good about conservatism. And it's all about hate. And so,
well, my answer to that would be that may be very, very, very true. I don't hear her at that time of the day, so I don't know. But there's one versus how many? I mean, if I had to name off all the people on the right who, A, get on the air and knowingly tell lies, B, engage in hateful or destructive rhetoric, I would be here until 10 o'clock. I could do it for 5, 6, 10 minutes. Name all the people, not only the people that I've worked with, but also the people who I know very well in this business, who are on national shows, local shows, and they're constantly on the air telling lies. And I'll give you the latest example. Here's the latest really good example. Okay? Barack Obama was educated at a madrasa school. That was proven to be false. There were a number of legitimate sources out there that carried the information about being false. It originated with Insight magazine, which is owned by Reverend Moon of the Moonies, and is a right-wing publication, yet it kept getting repeated over and over and over and over again. And they knew it wasn't true, but they kept saying it again and again and again. Now, do you think that's right?
No, it isn't. But, Jay, I can say it on both sides. It happens both sides.
Then give me some examples.
It's reporting partial truth.
Well, then give me some examples. Give me some examples.
Probably I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now.
Well, I mean, how is
well, okay,
it?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll,
how
okay,
is it,
here, wait, I'll
how,
give you.
How, all right, give
I'll
me
give
one.
You one example.
Give me one.
All I have heard the last 2-3 years on on progressive channels is how President Bush lied to the American people. It's lie.
Yeah, but he did.
Now,
and he has.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, he has.
Okay, prove it. If he
all right,
would
I will
lie,
prove it.
And if
all you got to do is play back some
right,
of the video.
Hang on, I will prove it. I will prove it. You wanted me to prove it?
He's had the same information going into the rack.
No, sir.
The Senate did.
Sir,
and the
sir,
Senate,
excuse me. Excuse me. You did not indicate what lies. You only said lying. I'll give you plenty of examples of lying. You want a current one?
Well,
you want a current one? Do you want one that happened right now? Do you?
I don't, obviously not.
No.
I don't want to argue with you.
Well, I don't want to argue with you, but you made a statement, and now I'd like the chance to give you an example of out and out lying. Now, do you want it or don't you?
I didn't call for that purpose.
Well, okay.
I'm not programmed to receive.
In other words, is what you're saying.
No, that's what you're saying. I'm calling about on both sides, conservative.
No, I'm sorry, but I disagree with you because I have ultimate proof of what I'm talking about. You A, do not want to hear it, and B, you come up with one name, and I could sit here for 15 minutes and give you names. So you know what? In reality, your mind's made up, and you're not really being fair and objective. What you are is you're sticking to your belief, and I respect you for that, and you have the right to it. But when you're prepared to
hear the facts, then you can call me back.
I'm out of time. You know, I thank you for the call. I'm not trying to be rude, but the show is over with, and Tom Hartman is next. And now I'm going to go in the corner and call myself names.
Hey, we got through another 4 hours.
All right, I'll call you names.
All right.
Then go home and get addicted to the Internet.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-